So, whatever your notebook, full. So yesterday I gave him this file about this things which monks should not touch, mm-hmm. items. Mm-hmm. Can tell him he can give to other monks also.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody can translate to Chinese, because some of them they don't understand. Maybe that layman, he can translate to Chinese. Okay, now regarding medicines, Besarja. So then one definition is, we started yesterday about explaining about today we'll explain about oil, tela. Okay? What means oil? You can see it from the Vinaya Pitaka. Here there are five kinds of oil given as an example. Okay. The first is tila tela, it is sesame oil. Sasapa tela is what's called the mustard. Mustard oil.
就是第一种芝麻油，第二种芥子油。What?
I finished. Okay, there are five kinds. You don't five kinds of oil?
Yes, but I only tell two kinds because you only told two.
Okay. Kinds. So then, and then is Maduka Tela. Maduka, it is a kind of tree which gives some seeds, and the seeds are called also Maduka. And out of them, they make some oil. They make medicinal oil. Here in Sri Lanka, it's called meetel. They call it meetel. Maduka comes from Maduka. So then it is used sometimes for rubbing the body, sometimes for. But it's not used for internal use. Sometimes, I don't know what people they use it, sometimes Ayurvedic doctors might use it. For wind elements, wind, I suppose, rheumatic pains or like that, they use it for that.
To increase, to enhance the wind elements or to stop the wind elements.
To heal.
To heal the wind elements.
Yeah, heal rheumatic pains like in the body.
So
the next is air and the tela. This air and the tela is used for bowel movements. So in Sinhala it's called Erandutel. So then it is good for cleaning the bowels like that.
Okay.
And the next is Vasa tela, it is made of fat of animals. They take the fat of animal, they heat it, and then the oil comes out. We can accept only the oil. You can't accept the fat. So therefore, no, and there are allowable fats of animals. Of a human fat, you can't eat because the flesh human flesh, you can't monks can't consume. No?
Mm-hmm.
So, in the same way, also they can't consume human fat.
Mm-hmm.
Means human fat, and then get oil from that fat and use it, and keep it for 7 days. This is not allowed.
Oh, so human oil is not allowable, even for 7 days.
Huh?
So human oil is not allowable, even for 7 days. Okay.
Human fat oil is not allowable.
Okay. Human. 然后他那个第五种兽油，然后兽油那个，然后那个，然后是兽油，大家要注意，就是比这个是兽油，如果是可以允许的话，它就是它必须是那种，肉是被佛陀所许可的那种，就动物。然后它的脂肪和油也是被许可的。然后别说人，人肉是不是不是那个是不被许可，所以说人的脂肪和人的脂肪，天然天然天然脂肪天然和人油也是被许可的。And then about honey.
It is made from insects.
Mm.
Okay, this is markika, it's called markika, but any insects can be included. And usually it is honeybees or wild bees. So. Panita is molasses, which is, it is said in Vidyabhadika, is produced from sugarcane.
Mm. 然后那个，最后一种那个石蜜，也就是也包括也包括，也就是就我们在那里边那里边说是糖浆，然后这个是从那个甘蔗里边提炼出来的。
So now what they do it is they take the juice, they take the sugar cane, they squeeze it usually with some machines, they take the juice, and they boil it. After they boil it, it becomes thicker, thicker, and thicker. The water, because the water evaporates. So the thick substance remains, and then usually after boiling becomes blackish or brownish. So if they keep it to cool, so that becomes even more thicker. This is like a syrup, like that, becomes like syrup. So and then after, for example, they keep for a long time, this can crystallize, become also sugar. So, but here this mint, the molasses itself.
So the molasses means the syrup.
The syrup.
Okay. 这个棕色干汁你得冷却下来，它会变得更加浓，就像糖浆一样。然后这个糖浆再进一步结晶，然后就变成那个粗的砂糖。它说这个地方的这个石蜜可以指糖，也可以指那糖浆。So
then, therefore, if one receives such things, this kind of it's called ghee tail and butter and oil, any kind of oil, even for all oils, any kind of oils. And I want to tell you also about oils, which also olive oil, any other oils which did not exist in the in India those days. But we have vegetable oil, and so forth. Whatever oils one receives, or honey, or sugar, and so forth, and molasses. One has to count the days, okay? Count the days and make sure and should not exceed more than 7 days.
See, that is 7 days now.
Okay. See, this is mandya.
Right.
The mandya seeds, today is Monday. Today is Monday.
Yes, yes, today is Monday.
Very good. Okay, today. This is today. Any time between this dawn time, between these two dawn times, okay? Even 12 o'clock in the night, 2 o'clock in the night, 3 o'clock in the night, 4 o'clock in the night, 5 o'clock in the night, any time before dawn rise, okay? And receive this medicine. So, it is one day. Okay? So, and from that on, he has to count. Two means Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday, and then Saturday, Sunday. Okay? So therefore now, you must know that if you receive on Monday, you have to finish on Sunday. You can't finish on Monday.
然后比方说你在那个星期一的时候，那个收到了那个那个七日药，然后星期一这个地方星期一就是说从星期一的冥想，星期一开始的冥想到星期二开始的冥想之间，这段时间内如果你是能收到需要七日药的话，那么你必须在那个礼拜天结束那个冥想之前，不这个不这个东西给这个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个那个
Here also goes.
But did you tell him that if you receive your money, you have to say, finish on Sunday?
Of course.
Not on Monday?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So now, regarding dons, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. Now, we have to cut, it is said in Indian Vedaka, mm-hmm. that the offense takes place mm-hmm. if you exceed the eighth don. Mm-hmm. Eighth don, okay? Therefore, you have to count. Number one don is here, mm-hmm. from this side, mm-hmm. okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 don. Okay? If you have to be precise, therefore now you have to finish on the eight, before the 8 don, maybe 5 o'clock in the morning before the 8 don, you have to give it up.
不是那个，然后这个第八日冥想是，然后第八日冥想是指那个第八日开始的冥想，也就是第四日接受那个冥想。然后所以说，如果说你在那天的，就是如果你在这个十二时的这个七日要去晚之前，大概应该在那个就是第八天凌晨，大概五点钟的时候，那个冥想还没升起，这个时候应该可能七日要升，二十的要不然就到了第八个冥想。
So then, if you still have this in your hands, mm-hmm. it's called, then it becomes Nisakibati.
Mm-hmm.
In that case now, if you want to keep medicines like that, mm-hmm. sugar, honey, and so forth, for longer time, mm-hmm. what you do is, you can, on the, let's see, on the 60, mm-hmm. 60, mm-hmm. you give it to Anupa Sambhala.
Ah.
Okay? Mm. Anupa Sambhala means to a
novice or
novice lay person. Mm. Give it to Anupa Sambhala. Mm. Alright? So, and then he will tell him to keep it. To keep it maybe in the cupboard, like that. Okay? Mm. You can tell him all that. And then, next day, okay, you go and receive it. Uh-huh. So, therefore now you have to pass one day, means one dawn has to pass, uh-huh. and then only you, if you receive it, then you can still count again number one. Uh-huh. This will be number one day. Uh-huh. Again you can keep 7 days.
Okay. So you can tell this Anupa Sambhala to keep it on the table or something?
Keep it on the table, on the cupboard, somewhere. Uh-huh. You tell it. Uh-huh.
然后他说，比方说你像这个储存这个气要超过七日怎么？又不想犯戒，那应该怎么办？那就应该比方说第六天的时候。 把这个，把你把你把你把把把你把这个契约要给一个为那个。 未达上的人，然后跟他说你把你把这气儿换在那个是那个是叉烧桌子上，或者放在叉烧架子上，或者其他任何一个地方，跟他说，然后呢，过了一个冥想之后，到第七天的时候，你再存那个存存让他把那气儿冲一手时候给你就可以了，但是中间必须要过一个冥想。
So therefore, by doing like that, you cancel the day on the dawn. One dawn has to pass. Then, if you, this medicine is no more in your hand during the dawn time, so that means it is no more in your possession.
Okay.
Therefore, one day has been cancelled.
Okay.
Then you can start, receive, if you receive the following day, then you can start again from number.
他说这个问题实际上为什么一定要过一个冥想呢？因为说比方说这个冥想圣解的时候，他这个要你比方说你是那个同一天给那个卫生拒绝者，然后同一天收回来，那你这个冥想圣解的时候，他还是那个其实还是在你手里，那这个冥想就前面这冥想连起来了，所以说那样的话就这个就你就不能出生开始计算日期，但是比方说你是。 第六天给那个卫生局解决，然后那个第到第七天的时候，你才把这东西拿下来。那中间这个名相已经断了，就是你这个就不是那一世了。然后从然后你对你来说，你现在这个礼拜天对你来说，别人第一天了。
So you can do the same on the seventh day. The seventh day is the last day. So the last day, you give it to Anupasambha. You give it again to Anupasambha. And then on the eighth dawn, this medicine is not in your hands. So then you don't fall inside the body. Then what you do it is on the following day,
Number eight.
On the eighth, on the eighth, then you receive it again, and then you can start number one.
然后其实刚才这个手续就是说把这个卸掉给卫生局接着，你不一定非要在那个第六天干，你也可以在选择第七天做这个事情，因为第七天如果说你把这东西舍出去的话。 然后就是第八个冥想升起的时候，这个药还好像它并不在你手里，所以你不犯舍得。然后到第八天的时候，你又把这个药回收回来，然后对你来说第八天又重新变成第一天了，所以这样也是可以。So
then, now I will tell some wrong practices which ones do.
Okay.然后这让给大家解释这种错误的做法，然后现在有些比丘做一些错误的做法。So
then, now wrong practices are that. Some monks they, on the sixth day, they give it to Samadhara, for example, and they tell it, give it back to me again. So, and they take it, and then they start counting again 1 day, 2, 3 days, 4, 5 days. Which is wrong because the day has not been cancelled. You receive it on the same day, you receive it back. So, therefore, the dawn has not been cancelled. So if you do like that on the eighth dawn, that means we can nisargi bhaji.
他说现在有些比库，他是那时他舍弃药时候那个，他把这药舍给那上完了，然后立刻就上完了说，你不再把这药舍给他收一个。然后他是这样做之后呢，比方说他是第六天这样做，然后他第六天他开始算那个第一天，他说这种做法是错误的，因为他到第七个冥想升起的时候，这个药还在你手里，然后这冥想连起来了，所以说如果你这种做法的话，到了第八个冥想升起的时候，这个药还在你手里的话，就已经犯了影响，先把它抵押。
Or they do it on the seventh day. The seventh day, they do the same. Seventh day and so forth, they keep just to someone else and tell him, give it back to me. And they take it. But the day is not cancelled. That medicine on the eighth dawn, on the eighth dawn, is still in their hands. So therefore, it becomes inside.
第七天如果做这种事也是一样，你在第七天不是这个东西这个东西给交给上面的人，然后立刻上面那个人收回来，然后这种情况下，这些天还是没有不行，然后日才是不能重影响，所以然后到这个冥想升起的时候，你看还是冥想先把它接。
这个错误的做法好像，基本上很多人都在做这个错误的做法。
那这个药里面，好比是糖，上面呢又加了一些糖进去，这算是原先的还是新的？
就当天是黄连，他加了一点，加黄连。这样可以这样做哎。So he's asking that, for example, Sanjay, he gave up his sugar to Samir, and then this Samir added some new sugar into the vessel, and then give it back to the bhikkhu.
Which days?
This bhikkhu give this
sugar. Which day? Start from the beginning. What is the day? Sixth day? Seventh day?
Sixth day.
Okay.
Sixth day. So this bhikkhu give this sugar to Samana.
Yeah.
This Samana added some new sugar to the vessel and gave it back to the bhikkhu.
Same thing, because it's mixed with the old one.
Mm-hmm.
It's mixed with the old one, in means on the, if he here on the eighth dawn becomes the same.
Yeah, 因为你信他和旧有他混合的，所以说你信他和旧有他混合，然后那个和那个因为那旧有他还在，所以说到还是到那个到第八名相是旧有他加到这些。So then what
你不再是给上面那个是辨识的心吗？还是可以制止他？你先帮我拿着那个，等明天再给我。辨识的话，就完全没有想过要，那可能。
So he's asking that is it necessary for this bhikkhu while giving up his tonic with the intention of tonic giving up means parit.
Parivasana,
he's asking, is this kind of intention necessary? Or you can directly order this samana. You give me this back tomorrow afternoon.
So then, now, here, you know, sixth day, seventh day, still that medicine is not become Visayapatiti. Okay? You can tell the samana, you keep it on the table, I will take it tomorrow. After you give it to his hand, okay? You, as called, and the samana takes it in his hands. Now it is going to anupasampana zone. Okay? Then you can tell him, as called, keep it on the table, I will take it tomorrow. Or keep it in the cupboard, lock it, I will take it tomorrow. So therefore, still you have the freedom to tell these things because it is on allowable time. You do it on allowable time. The time is not expired. You can actually tell someone, do this for me, do that, no problem. So then, and then after dawn, if you receive it, the on dawn is no more in your hand.
Yes.
So that day breaks. On the following day, you tell the Kaisamanere, give it back to me. So then you start number one day.
Okay.
But if that medicine becomes Nisarga Vajitya, then we'll explain that. You can't ask anymore. If it exceeds the 8th day, for example, you have not done this samanera. On the 6th day, you don't give it up. Still, your medicine is on the 8th day with you. On 8th dawn, it is with you. Then becomes sajjavati. After that, you lose any rights, any rights about that medicine.
So then
you can ask for samanera. You have to make nisangya to the sangha. Even if you're nisangya, you can't take that medicine more. No way to take it more. Except if the samanera comes by himself and tells one day I want to give it back to you. So you can't make any vinyati, ask anything like that.
Okay.
We'll explain this, how if the medicine becomes Nisarga Vachitya, how the procedure is. Okay? We'll explain that part.
So this intention of Parivisaja is not relevant here, isn't it?
Not relevant. Okay. It is during the day school, you are, they have the right, have the right to use this medicine. Okay?
那个病人在这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这这 So he is asking that. So after this bhikkhu gave this sugar to the samana, for example. So is it allowable for the sugar for the samana to consume this sugar? Is it allowable for the
samana?
Yes.
So samana is now greedy. Samana is you can lose it actually, because after giving to samana, you don't know what will happen. Okay, you might lose it. That's why you are not the owner. You are not the possessor of the sugar. You have to give up your possession.
Okay.
So if you want to break the day, you break the night, or the dawn. On dawn you break it. No. That case now, after you give it, it is no. You are not the possessor of that. The samanera consumes, of course you lose it. But whether it is wrong for the samanera or not, of course. Because now the samanera should not take it if you already told him that I'm going to take tomorrow. Okay, that means samanera, if he does like it, it's wrong to do like that. Okay, but in the same time, if he consumes it, you can't complain.
他说他是这个问题是这样，因为你这东西所有权嘛，上面让你就丧失对那东西所有权了，就是说他爱怎么睡怎么，他就是一口气给你吃完了，你拿他一点办法都没有。但是从你角度讲，因为你在那个时候你放弃所有权，所以他就是本东西都吃完了，你拿他一点办法没有。但是对从他角度来讲，他这种做法是错的，因为你已经告诉他说你不那个我的想面来拿，然后他从他角度来讲是错，但是你不能责备他。
没有任何问题。不是，他能不再算七天？这算新的东西了。不算七，和你和你那个是加还是减，不一回事儿。减是用的，加还是没动的。
不是，你不管你是加还是减还是零，你只要是纯手术一样，那就好比
他这个很简单的一个方式方法。
对。
你给他，你说我明天来拿。
对。
他。 就用好，在你走了用好了，过了五分钟他找到你，他给你，你又不知道这个是你的原来的，你就当是新的再重新七天，是不是这个概念了？他
你的意思同一天之内是吧？
对，同一天他用好了以后，他说半天了，再手术给你一个。
OK， 这不可能。
但是实际上是不可能。
这不，我认为这是不可能，但是我可以跟你问一问。这个可以加上一个。
这个东西不要这样。
So this bhikkhu could give this sugar to the samana. This samana consumed some of this sugar, and then he offered the remaining sugar to the bhikkhu again. Is it allowed?
On the same day?
Yes, on the same day.
It is not allowed, because actually he gets his sugar back, you know, part of the sugar, but he received number 10, one. Number day one, he still has it in his hands now.
Yes.
Therefore, it is not allowed.
一样的，就是你加法，你不管你做加法还是做减法，就是说你总有一部分就有东西在里面，所以说这是不能成为还是算的。Number
yeah, day one you see, still he has in his hands.
但是就是说同一天你就不能接受任何的糖了，因为你有影响了，这个糖是我前面舍给的，你明白我的意思吧？
你这个你是可以确认，就比方说他那好几个糖的瓶子，他一般来说他不会有他的名字混在一起。
就刚才说。 比库与有什么像沙弥要求，就替自己保存，其实有食物是不是也可以这么说？你就是说让上面来帮替。对，比如说今天呢，就说，就是你帮我保存这个，就是哪一天明天我要吃。
是吗？这不行。So he's asking that is it possible for Biku to order Samina to keep this tonic for him? So for example, I tell him you keep this sugar for me. Whenever I want it, I take it from you. Is it allowed for people to do like that?
It means he can do it. That means the bhikkhu, for example, the samana would keep the medicine.
Yes.
Okay. So then, when the bhikkhu likes, he can tell him, give me one small portion. Today I need to keep the sugar. And the samana keeps the sugar. And the bhikkhu consumes that sugar. And he has no more sugar in his hands. Okay? Next day, now, on the dawn time, he has no more sugar. Next day, he can tell the samanera, give me a bit more sugar.
Okay, this is what it's done.
Samanikaraka, it means that bhikkhu does not keep anything with him.
Okay.
The samanera keeps it for him.
Okay.
But if, for example, little leftover sugar remains to the bhikkhu's hands, therefore he has to count the days.
Okay. 他说这个问题是这样，就是这儿在管，就是说那个冥想升起的时候，那个其实要在不在你手里，只要冥想升起的时候，那个有气是在你手里，你就开始要算个日期，一二三四五六七。 但是只要像你刚才说那个没问题，那你说我东西都储存是上百年的，然后随时跟他要，就是那个东西，今天我要尝试过来拿一勺过来，然后你拿回过来你就把它吃完了，你没有留任何一点在你自己手里，那就没有问题。
嗯，他的意思好像是，他不是说这条戒，他说另外一条戒就是饼干，就是别举糖例子，就是说饼干上那个名相不是过午之前，然后那个饼干没吃完可以上面拿，哎，那个饼干给你，明天你再收一包，就这个，
这个
差不多。
他是这个意思。
So he's asking about food. For example, a biscuit. So I got some biscuit from the peanut butter. But when I finished my lunch, there's
a bigu.
But when I finish my lunch, there is still some remaining biscuits. So is it allowed for this people to give this biscuit to someone and tell him, tomorrow you give this biscuit back to me?
We'll discuss this matter with about food, no? Uh-huh. Now we're speaking about medicines. Okay. But before noontime, after you give it to the samana to his hands, before noon, okay, because kala is a kala time, it's not vikala.
Okay.
During kala time, proper time, you can keep to the samana with his hands.
Mm-hmm.
After you can tell him, you can keep it to this place, tomorrow I will take it. Because during kala time, it's proper time. But you can't do this during vikala time.
Okay. 但是这个关于你这个问题详细信息再讲，有关食物界有什么可以讲，因为现在开始讲西日药，但是时间给你简单拿，就是说这个问题，只要你只要是你在那个过午时间做这个事，告诉上马天大师，那个你把这些饼干放着了，那明天我过来取，没问题。但是过午之后就不能做这个事，必须在过午之前做这个事。
你先看到 this from number day number one till seven, it is still color time, color time with the monk can actually as called tell somewhere.Take this, and after the samana takes this, can tell you keep it. I will take it tomorrow. You keep it in this place. So therefore, still the 7 days have not passed. The time has not passed. It's still kala. It's proper time. So if you do like that, then you can break one day and then receive it on the following day, and you start again, day number one.
Sataha
Kalika, Yavajivika. They are Kalikas. Means Kalika means still proper time, 7 days. For Yama Kalika, food, till 12 o'clock. Yama Kalika, till dawn time.
他说这其实这两个界是很类似的，就是说对于食物来讲，食是指从明相到过午，然后非食是从过午到明相，然后对七日药来说，食就是从一日到七日。然后非食就是第七日以后，只要你在食的时候，只要你在食的时候把这个食物或者七日药那个给上满了就没问题，但是不能在非食做这个事情。
So, alright, now,
但是什么？
但是那个在疑惑度脱里面最后这个地方有一个地方讲到，就是凡是没有希望便舍获得的话，他这种讲法应该就
在
这。凡是没有期望而变舍，希望而变舍，然后这个地方是不是作为一个依据？就是我
他这个变舍说是动机还是他是说是动机的变舍还是动作的变舍？
动机的变舍还是动作变舍？
你确定是动机的变舍吗？因为他
对对对，
为什么？
因为我学以前我学的时候，这个就没有期望，它是属于一个动机的，没有期望的，没有期望在获得的那个变舍，我就把这个食物得这么舍，不然的话就会被说成就是你有动机的。
那我这是查一下翻译。So he's quoting a passage from Kankavitrini.
我不是舍度。
Doesn't work.
我不是对所有的得变舍那种。
Yeah, okay,
so,
Because he asked about this Parivesa, you know? He said this Parivesa is mentioned.
No, he said it. But it is about after becoming insightly material. After becoming insightly material, Visajjati, it is about.
It's not Parivesa, it's not Visajjati, it's Parivesa. Let me see.
Pari?
Yes, it's Parivesa. It's not just Visajjati. I will show you.
Pari?
Yes, Pari is there. Let me see.
What? Pari?
Parichajitva.
Parichajitva?
Yes. Parichajitva.
It's called after the coming Sagyan.
It's not after.
But if you call it,
Intention must be hierarchical.
Yeah, but this is actually about. It is not during the 7 days. No, satahatikani. Yeah.
Yes.
Satahatikani dukkha. Because this is actually we can study the Pali here. It's called from the. Let's see. I can see. Nisatan patilabitva na kai kene paripukene paripuchitava. Nisatan. But this becomes nisagya. Okay. Yeah, this, no, you see? Nisatan. Yeah, Nisatan.
Oh, okay.
Nisatan means what becomes Nisagya Bhajidya.
Okay, I understand. Okay. He said, 在此凡事七日要在僧人中舍了之后，也就是说这个七个地方说的是七日要变舍得物了情况，明白我的意思吗？就是你要舍得物的时候，你确实要向你说一下，没有七日要变舍，就像他说你没有七日要变舍，然后就是你因为你舍得物，没有七日要变舍，然后就再获得就表示上半亚舍得物的这个送礼，那是可以没问题。
那这跟储存就是要求储存那个食物和些利润有点相像的，就那我不是说那个，我是说那个就是因为。
中间牵涉在那个就是在合适的时间内，就是在过午之前让那个上面人把那个，比如说这食物你帮我储存了，这个解释好像跟就不是变相的一个储存食物，就我你有什么依据吗？就是说这种说法是错误的，就是说，那个储因为他储存食物，他管的是就是名相出现时候那个食物在不在你自己手里。
因为在别人手里，这是不一样的。You can read this in Vinaya Pitaka also, from Vinaya Pitaka is more clear. Because everything is compressed, you know. Compressed. If you read the Vinaya Pitaka, somebody can read how it becomes Nisagya Pachitya. Tanatika Mayotu Nisagya Pachitya Nisagya Nhoti. When after the rule,
yes.
After the explanation of the five tonics, somebody can read it loudly.
Okay, I will read it out.
From there, it's very clear. It is step by step explanation.
Yes.
How it becomes in Sakyabhacitya? So, and then it tells what is called. It is it become Nisargapachitya. If he gets it, if the bhikkhu who has fallen to offense, he gets it, he can't use it as a kaika pariboga, as a called for the body also. He can't use it. You can read that passage. Mm-hmm. He should, can't swallow it. The bhikkhu who has fallen to Nisargapachitya.
You cannot swallow it. Even if this samana comes to the by himself, but he please use it.
No, I'm talking about samana. Samana comes later.
Okay.
For example, the bhikkhu, you read it gradually, no?
Okay.
Because now the other bhikkhu has to give it back to him.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Give back to him. After he gets back, okay, after make Nisargapachitya, the other bhikkhu has to give it back, like you give the has to give the rope back,
yes.
the ball back.
Yes.
Same way the medicine has to be given back to him.
Yes.
Okay, so the bhikkhu, he gets his medicine. Okay, he can't use it to apply on his body.
Yes.
He can't swallow it. Okay, he can only use it for the lamp or
feet.
For like not feet. Not
it says,
feet.
It says feet.
Padipa it is not padipa. Padipa is a
lamp. But it says feet here in this translation. Is it lamp or deep? Lamp or feet, it says.
Not feet.
Padipa
kalavane.
Okay.
Padipa it is lamp. Kalavane upanitava. Kalavane means, it's called to discolor something. For example, if you want to make a paint, for example, you take black, black smoke from the lamp, and you, if you apply it with oil, then you can make a paint. It's called paint. No? So you can apply for paint, for painting something like that.
Okay.
This is kalavan. It's not about feet.
Okay. This is a round translation. But
the other bhikkhu, he can use it for apply to the body, but other bhikkhus also can't swallow it.
Okay. 这样让我给大家讲，就大家看那个律藏里边那个尼萨西亚巴西亚第二十三条倒数第二三段，以舍而得，不得用于涂身，不得食用，当用于灯火或涂足。这是这样先给大家解释这条，这叫什么叫以舍而得？以舍而得就是说你这东西已经变成舍得物了，变成舍得物，然后你那个舍利僧呢，让三藩那个一个把这东西还给你，然后这个东西还给你，这个情况叫做以舍而得。以舍而得了之后呢，这个舍对这个对犯的戒这个比喻来说，你不可以把这个永远在自己身上，就是说不能吃，然后也不能在自己身上涂。然后也不能在脚上涂，他这点翻译是错误。他说当用灯火涂不是那个地方不是涂足的意思。他说你可以用灯火，你可以把当成油漆来用，就是说你可以把这个油跟其他一些染料混合在一起，然后把当成漆来涂，但不是用来涂自己的脚，就是说这个东西完全不能用在你自己身上，就不管是内用还是外用都不能用在自己身上。但如果说这个东西，就是说他后来他把这个舍得物舍给其他比库。那其他比库的话，他可以把这个对那个用在自己身上，但只能外用，不可以食用，就是这个意思，就是由他比库的可用涂身而不得食用。
Now after he falls into offense, the Sakyabhacitya offense, okay, he gets it back. Now if he goes to the Arupasampanna Samanera, okay, now this bhikkhu got it now, he can't use it for the body, can't apply it. If he keeps to another bhikkhu, other bhikkhus can use it for the body.
External use.
But he doesn't go to another bhikkhu, he gives to Arupasampanna Samanera. Even then the Buddha tells, he has to give it chattena vantena mutena, another bhikkhu, without, he wants to give it to Samanera, not to get it back again.
Oh.
This is where the Kanka Vajrayana is called, nirapeko, parichajitva. Okay, he gives it without any expectation to get it back, he give it up. Punalabhati, he gets again from the Samanera, without making any hint. If the Samanera thinks, this monk maybe he might need it, and he comes from himself to give it,
okay.
then if he the bhikkhu gets it, then he can start again day number one, number two, and count the days.
Okay. 他说这样，他说刚才说那种情况，就是说那个我已经讲两种情况，就是说那个送三世的，把这个三世，然后呢还给那个bhikkhu，然后bhikkhu自己用可以怎样用？然后第二种情况就是这个bhikkhu拿那是收回这个是那个舍得物之后分给其他bhikkhu，应该是那其他bhikkhu应该怎么样？还有第三种情况就是说他这个这个bhikkhu他把这个药收回来之后他没有自己用，然后他也没把这个药设给另外一个bhikkhu，他把这个东西设给一个未达上者，就是比方说设给上马尼拉。他说他如果设给上马尼拉的时候，他是没有任何期望，就像那个就尊者刚才说的那样，就是。凡是没有期望而便舍，就是说你把这顿设给上面的时候，你没有任何就是把这个舍得物得回来期望，但是你上面要得到这个东西之后，他想把这个东西再供养给你，那这种情况下你是可以，那个他再供养给你之后，你是可以使用的。
那你刚刚才说你，as called after he tells that the bhikkhu should not apply for the body, he tells, then that means.After that, medicine becomes Nisangya Bachita. He can apply for the body. Okay. And then, Yampana Nirapeko Parijatipa Puna Lamati means the same. The bhikkhu who has that Nisangya Bachita item, medicine, if he gives it Parijatipa, he completely offers it to the Samadera, to offer it. And then, Puna Lamati, but the Samadera gives it back again to him. Okay.Then Tana Johari Tupin finally, he can swallow it. That monk can swallow it, can use it. But, as called, while it is still Nisangya, you can't swallow it, you can't use it for the body, you can't use it for anything.
So after this thing has been offered to Samadera, it's no longer Nisangya item.
No, you want to offer it to give it up, no?
Oh, okay.
As called, you don't expect anything.
Okay.
But if the Samadera comes from himself、
okay.
and tells one day, give this to you, give this to you,、
okay.
then the bhikkhu can take it, use it,、okay. swallow it, no problem.、
Okay.
Because now the whole procedure is cancelled. Now this is because he has fallen to offense. Like you get back your rope, no?、
Uh-huh.
You can get your rope.、
Uh-huh.
Now in the case of rope or ball,、okay, you can directly take it and use it、
uh-huh.
okay, after it becomes Nisangya Bachita.、
Uh-huh.
But this one,You can't directly use it, okay? As called now, you can't use it for body, for application, for nothing. So therefore, you can give it to another bhikkhu, you can use it only for the, apply for the body. Other bhikkhus can't use it for the swallowing,
okay.
if you give it. But samanaras can use it for swallowing. Then the one bhikkhu thinks, okay, I will give the samanara, he can swallow it, you know. He can use it. But the idea is that the samanara should use it, to offer it. You don't expect anything, to get it back. So therefore now, but if the Samadera changes his mind, he thinks, I will give to this bhikkhu because now bhikkhus get very hard, very difficult these things, I will give back to him. He comes from himself, then the Buddha tells, okay, you can get it back, use it again. Okay, if you got it, without asking, that is the case with the medicine. Now with the ropes, you can directly
use
take it back.
It, okay.
But here you can't directly take it, okay?
But even in this case, it doesn't have to be a summoner. So if he gives it to a bhikkhu.
No, bhikkhu can't take. Not with bhikkhu. I'm telling you with summoner. You can't give to the bhikkhu and expect to give it back.
No. Without any expectation to get it back. So if he gives 20 to a bhikkhu without any expectation to get it back. But this bhikkhu comes by himself.
No, you see, first you explain to them, after you explain another question, otherwise it becomes complicated.
Okay,
explain what is the procedure, and I'll tell you about bhikkhus.
Okay. 一和波尔戒，他说你把那个一或者波尔设计三轮之后，算再把还给你，然后那个一和波尔你可以直接用。然后这个地方其实一样的，如果说你把设计三轮给你，你是不能直接把它用在自己身上，你只能拿来用做别的东西，比方说那个点灯或者做什么，那个只有就是说你把这东西设给上马尼拉，你是设给上马尼拉，然后就是说你没有任何期望把这东西得回来，而且你也不能对上马尼拉做任何暗示，说我还需要这东西。然后这个时候，上马尼拉主动把这东西给你的话，你才可以用这东西。但是如果你把这东西给其他比库，其他比库他也只能把这个东西外用而已。
Okay. Explain the contrast between rope and ball.
I explained that at the very beginning.
Okay. So now about bhikkhus.
So now the Buddha tells that you can give to another bhikkhu, but that bhikkhu can give only for tapla to the body. He can't swallow it. Okay. So therefore now that bhikkhu has not the right to give it back to you. He has not the right. Because what is the problem? Because this medicine is still at the upasampana zone. Now you have to understand there are two zones, upasampana zone and upasampana zone. Okay. So then if this medicine could become Sangya Pachitya, it's still within the upasampana zone, upasampana monks. Okay. So the bhikkhu who has fallen in Sangya Pachitya, he can't use it for anything, for any alcohol. But other bhikkhus can use it for only to apply the body. Okay. Other bhikkhus have not the right to give it back to him. Because still in the upasampana zone. Okay, that therefore what the Buddha means here, you have to give it to upasampana zone. Give it to lay people, give it to someone else. So it has to go out of the upasampana zone.
Okay.
After you give it back to them, they become the owners.
Okay.
That's called. No bhikkhu is the owner of that. They become the owners.
Okay.
Therefore, the upasampana zone is cancelled now.
Okay.
The patikahana, the receiving has been cancelled. Okay. You have to cancel the receiving. But you have to cancel this without any expectation to get back.
Okay.
This is the special rule. This is the punishment.
Okay.
The punishment is that. Even you can't get it back again.
Okay.
So then, if that upasampana, okay, layman samanera, he thinks, oh, I don't need this sugar. I don't need this. Why is this people? I will give it back to him. So you newly receive it. Newly receive it now. New patikahana. Then the Buddha said, okay, you can use it.
Okay.
Okay. You can swallow it, no problem. You can start counting in from number one. Okay. That is a special procedure with this rule. Okay. It's not like other rules. Now, with money, you can get back. Okay. Now, with rope, you can get back ball. But this procedure is very, very special. Okay. You have to explain this to me.
Okay.
Okay. 然后这个东西，比方说你这个比库呢，他这个是那个舍得物从他那里拿了回来。然后如果说他是以那种便舍的期望，把这东西设给另外一个比库的话，他如果说把这个东西设给另外一个比库，这个比库不能再把这舍得物还给他，不是说他一开始就三舍，主要是说已经那三舍之后相当于还给他了。然后他如果再以便舍期设给另外一个比库的话。这个比库这个时候不能把这东西还给他，而即使你还给他，他也还是不能用。为什么呢？因为，这个时候这个比库僧团，对于这个舍多物支持还在，支持就是那个取的意思，就是那个是那支持还在，像以前说那个一支持和住所支持那个那个支持还在。但如果说你把这个，但如果说你把这个东西省事儿上完来的话，这个东西已经不属于达上者区域，已经属于未达上者区域。就是对比库来说，这个知识已经不存在了。比库的这个东西，知识已经不存在了。然后这个时候，如果上完再出于他自己的出于他自己的愿望，重新把这个东西那个归还给比库的话，那那个这个对比库来这时候比库的这个东西形成一个新的知识，也就是说等于这个东西重新供养给比库僧团了。所以在这种情况下，比库是可以使用，是这个原因。
要不要共鸣一下？要不要共鸣一下？
Fully. So he's asking that if this bhikkhu gave up this tonic to samanera, then is it necessary to is it necessary for this samanera to offer this tonic? Nisadhyaya tonic.
Offer is necessary for this samanera to
Give back this nisadhyaya tonic again to the bhikkhu. After next dawn, and then only then this big can again consume it.
No, it is not mentioned.
Not mentioned.
He can give it anytime.
Anytime
is on the same day he can give it. Then that bhikkhu now becomes for 7 days he has been punished. No?
Uh-huh.
7 days passed. Nisangya Pachitya. Okay. So that is finished. So if this on the eighth day, on the day he falls Nisangya Pachitya. So then, on the eighth day, now as called the bhikkhu makes nisangya, goes to the sangha or to the bhikkhu, makes nisangya pachitya. He gets it back, and he gives the samanera. And samanera, after 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he comes and tells one day,
you keep take this for you, I don't need this and so on. Then the bhikkhu can receive it. And then you can count again it's called day number one.
这跟那个明明明明下面这个时候跟明明下面没有关系。就比方说那个那上半年那人不不那五分钟或十分钟之后，我不效率，你自己拿着。然后你从那个时候你就开始计算日期就行了，你就重新开始计算日期。而这个对你来说就出现那个第一天，然后接着计算那个一二三四五六七就可以。
But whether the samanya will give it back to him, you don't know. It is not reliable. That's because you can't because you don't make a hint. You just give it. This good sugar. You might need this. You can give it to him. So samanya sometimes they don't understand. They think, this is good offering. Because greedy samanya, they will think, very good. I got the sugar. Maybe within 5 minutes, you will consume the whole sugar. Finish.
他说因为你在不这顿吃上半年的时候，你不能做任何暗示，你只能跟他说，这是很好，那你吃吧。所以很多上半年的可能根本就是别贪婪上半年，他根本就不配给你，你也不要没有做任何期望，把这东西得回来，因为他可能五分钟之内就把这顿吃。
Samanta Pasadika, commentators, only a Pandita Samanta, Pandita
Samanta. 他说那个。
He can think, these monks. They get this very difficult, you know, this medicine, so if I should consume it, I will give back to him.
Okay.
But if it is a foolish samanera, forget about it. You'll never get back.
Okay. 然后在普段言那边解释到，这种情况只有有智慧上面，然后他才会想，就是比库美得到这饲料很不容易，我也许应该把它还给他。然后如果是愚痴上面，他可能直接就把那个吃掉了。
那班长，因为前面那个班长说的食物的问题他给上马雷拉，他说明天我来取。他这上马雷拉如果吃了，他是不放心，因为他已经。所有权已经归上马雷拉了嘛？但是他要求这上马雷拉帮他食物上面写好名字，那其他人都不会去碰这个食物，这算是不算搞的食物？
写上名字就是贴个标签说这是某笔货是吧？
对，这就跟前面他说直接给东西不一样的性质的。
我先把他的问题解决了。
一样的，
都没，你先说什么意思？
就是说我听本地的一个僧人说，如果吃过两口的话，这都属于杀，就是说。
这个问题不一样，我先解决他这个问题。So he's asking like that. So again, it is about the food.
Okay,
food
again.
Okay.
They put other questions.
Not about okay. So he said that. So one bhikkhu, before dawn. Ask a samaner to store some food for him. To store some food for him. He said, you put this thing here on the table, and then next day I will take it. Something like that. So, in addition to that, he put another comment. So you can put a label on the food with my own name on it.
Just before dawn?
Yes, before dawn.
Explain this, no, I told. During Vikala, you can't take this, you can't order someone else keep this for me and so on. Vikala becomes Sanitikari Guru. Explain this rule about food. Vikala, no. During Kala, I explained already that during Kala, you can tell someone else. Okay, tell him, keep the table, keep it there, I will take it tomorrow. Okay, put the label there, no problem. But during Vikala, you can't tell anything. It's Dukata. That becomes Sanitikari Guru. We explain this about food. Vikala finished. It's not the time to manipulate food and to organize about food and like that.
只要不是在费时，你加标签也没问题。
那就跟主持食物没区别了。
有区别。你这起码需要一个中介。
对，就是一个上面人每天帮他数着明天我来拿食物。
对。
对。这房间都是他的食物的。
对啊。是啊，不就这样吗？然后你就说。
刚才说那个暗示。然后我就问一下，如果给的时候跟那个沙门拉说，这个是一个舍得物，然后我那个比库不能用的，这个就舍给你了，你就任意处理，这个算不算暗示？第二个就是我给的时候，我什么都没有说，那个送你糖，然后我送你些糖，然后呢，第二天明天过后我转成，我需要点糖，如果你有的话，你可不可以给我一点糖？这个算不算是？就这两点。
So he's asking about tonics. So this question is about tonics. So he's asking like that. So if this bhikkhu.
等会儿，那个这两种情况我都没有，就是说想要拿回的心。就是第一种情况，我只是跟他说这个为什么我要给他，就是因为是舍多好的。第二种情况呢，我确实是需要一点糖，我也没有想让他把那个糖给我，我只是需要他。
So he's asking that.So the bhikkhu who has already fallen into Nisargiya Pachati offense because of storing a tonic. So if he give up this tonic to a samaner by saying that, look, this tonic has become Nisargiya item for bhikkhus. So the bhikkhus cannot consume it now. So you can't take it. So he's asking that by this kind of remarks,Is it considered some kind of hint?
Yes, it's hint.
It is hint?
Yes, it's hint.
This is hint.
You can't tell it's become Nisargiya. It's in this bowl. And we don't get it very difficult to get these things. And you take it, all these things are completely, it's called, if he takes it, it is Dukkata. By consuming this, again, Dukkata. Therefore, now he can't take these things.
Oh.
Therefore, here it is, it's called,If you see the Vinaya Pitaka, what's called in the end itself, now you see, you have the Anapati, no offense case. By giving to Anupasampana, Chattena, Vantena, Mutena, Anapeko, that far. Chattena, Vantena means like you, what's called, Vantena means like you want to remit, you take it, you don't want back. like that.
No,
那 for Anupasambana, not ordained person, he gives it with the mind of Chattena Vantena Mutena. What is called? Chattena means to completely give up. Vanta means as if you want to vomit it, you don't want it. Mutena, you want to completely to get rid of it. So then, Anapego, without expectation. So therefore, now these terms show that you can't give any hint. There is no way to give any hint. Anapeko means no expectation to get it back. As if you want to throw it away.
然后正好说这个地方，就比方说那个受用，不求而与之物。然后这个地方的不求，就是不像那个上马尼拉做任何的那个暗示。然后上马尼拉自己把这个东西给你。然后他说，像你刚刚说那个，是不是这东西舍得物，这东西就已经算是一种暗示了，因为上马尼拉知道这个东西。然后我开始问你第二个问题，So he's asking that.So suppose this bhikkhu gave up this tonic to the samaner. And then on the second day, this bhikkhu approached this samaner and said, I need some sugar. So if you have some sugar, could you please offer some to me? is it allowed?
Is it because actually bhikkhu knows that samanara has no other sugar, no? It has only the sugar he has given to him. Okay. So that sugar he can't take.
Okay.
If samanara gives the same sugar back to him, the bhikkhu should know samanara has no other sugar.
Okay.
He has given the sugar what I've given to him.
Okay.
It is like asking him.
Okay.
It's like asking me to give me back the sugar I have given to you. What is the point of giving the sugar to him in the first place? You want to parisa, it's called parisa, like what, no expectation at all? This is, you can't ask someone else.
But if his question is actually...
You have to avoid the someone else, don't talk that someone else. After you have given that sugar to him, you have to avoid someone else. Avoid means talking about this kind of topic you should not talk about. About sugar, about medicine, don't open this topic. Okay? Again, don't ask her. You can ask her someone else to give from the cupboard. You know there is a cupboard sugar. Okay. Not the sugar you have given to him, but a different kind of sugar. Okay, from the example of the Kilambasa home, Kilambasa Sala. You can tell I need some sugar from this bottle. New bottle, completely new. It does not belong to the Samanera. It belongs to the Sangha. I can get the storeroom. Go to the storeroom, get the new sugar, new packet of sugar. But don't ask the Samanera, do we have some sugar? You know what kind of sugar he has. Samanera actually, they don't get sugar themselves. They might not keep sugar. They keep. If you give him all sugar, he will have it. Otherwise, how he can have sugar?
他说是这样，如果当时那地方，你知道那个是上完他的手，说只有你给他那个糖的话，你不应该这么问他。但是你可以那样，就比方说在茶室里边，你指着另外一份糖，那说如果那个可以帮我拿那二糖吗？这个是可以的，这没问题。就是原先你给上完那个糖，我对想都不要想，根本就不应该提那个话题，这样的。对，
那个
是，
在那个石缸里的时候，比如说第六天守的话，是必须当面守吗？还是说我搁在桌子上，然后等那个凉了，那个桌子上那个糖就给你？
啊，你这边东西放上摆在桌子上是吧？
不是，我的意思是说，就是说，放在任何一张桌子上，比如公共的地方，然后就这张桌子，这不是上摆在桌子，是僧团的
啊，比库桌子，
比库桌子，
对。
然后。我在楼下我看一场，哎，某某张桌子上那个糖是送给你的，就是说不是说当面这么递。
让我这我知道你这是成为舍得物情况，还是说只是第六天的情况？
第六
天的情况。啊，so he's asking like this. So if this bhikkhu he wants to relinquish this tonics on the sixth day like that.But he didn't directly give this tonics to the Samanera, but he put it on a public table. He put it on a public table, and then he met the Samanera somewhere else he met the Samanera and told him. So there is a bottle of sugar on the table.So tomorrow morning or tomorrow afternoon, I'm going to take that sugar. So is it allowed?
No, because actually, if you have to keep the samanera, you have to keep to his hands.
Oh,
or the samanera is to remove it so that the patikahana, the receiving, has to break. Okay, this has to go to anupasampana zone.
Okay.
To go to anupasampana zone, the samanera has to take with his hands, to touch it, to move it from the place, to take it away.So this is how the patikahana breaks. The receiving breaks.
So the samanera has to receive and move also?
To move it from its place. So that patikahana breaks. No? You have to break the receiving.
Okay.
In that case, to break it, you have to give to directly to the samanera's hands. Or tell him, in that table, there is sugar. Go and take it.
Okay.
Go and take it.
Okay.
But the samanera has to go and take it, remove it from its place.
Okay.
If it's still in that position, you put it, still the patikahana is intact. It's not broken. Someone has to break it, it's called the patikahana. By moving that sugar bottle from the table like that.
他说你如果那样告诉上面的话，你必须跟上面这样说，就是我把那个糖放在桌上，你却不能说你把糖拿走，然后那个上面他必须把那个糖移动一下，然后你再失去对那个糖的支持。你再失去对那个糖的支持，就是说这个东西不真正算不属于你，就好比像那个手术一样，上半身必须把那东西移动一下，那东西才不属于你了，明白我的意思？
Samanera has to take it, remove it.
明白我的意思吗？
Samanera
对，
就是说如果上半身没移的话，我还是
对。
那上半身移桌子上去。
So he's asking, is it allowable for this summoner to move to remove the table like this?
That is all okay.
Okay.
That's good. But you see, the same way now, you see, that bhikkhu, if he does not see it, he will be in doubt. Did the summoner move the plate? Therefore, the best way it is, these are not reliable ways. If you want to make sure, okay, that summoner remove it, because summoner might forget now. How you get along with Samanera? You tell yes, and then you'll do other work and forget about it. And the next day, this, it will be the same position. If you take it,
Nisargi Vajitya, because it's called
don't.
Because after the days don't break, it's still in your hands. So therefore, the best way is to make sure you have to give it directly to Samadha's hands. Meet the Samadha and give it to his hand, and you know for sure that Samadha is taking it.
他说因为如果你不是亲眼看到上半年一段东西的话，你心里面可能有异想，因为上半年可能是在口头上答应你，然后后面就干别的活，后面就把这事儿给忘了。
So, okay, now regarding these matters, now Samanda Basarika tells that if another bhikkhu, this Nisargya Pachitya medicine, if another bhikkhu take, okay, let me see.If the bhikkhu who has fallen in Sakya Pachitya, he is given to Samanera, okay? He is fallen in Sakya Pachitya, okay? This is the medicine. Now, he confesses and so forth, and then he takes it back, and he gives to Samanera without expectation.
Okay.
So then, if another bhikkhu goes and tells to Samanera, do you have this medicine? Okay? And he tells, yes, I have it. Like, for example, sugar, okay, like,Oil. Okay. And then someone says, yes, I have it. And then that bhikkhu tells him that, give me, we make a medicine for that, for the other man who has fallen in Sakya Pachitya.
Okay.
And then someone else gives it, then that bhikkhu can use it. Okay. Because,
okay.
According to this method, he himself has not asked for the samadhi.
Okay.
It's another bhikkhu who tells the samadhi, give it.And the Samana gives it, therefore, that both bhikkhus can use it.
Okay.
What is called that? The bhikkhu who ask can use it, but the bhikkhu who...
For it to offense.
The first bhikkhu,
okay.
He can use it.
But that, the other bhikkhu is not ordered by the
bhikkhu. No, it's not ordered.
Oh, okay.
He goes by himself.
Okay.然后他说呢，在普达言里面，对这个案例还解释另外一种情况，比方说这个bhikkhu，因为其实要犯了舍堕，呢，然后他把这东西舍给僧团，然后忏悔。然后现在把这七十药还给他，还给他之后呢，他以就是不期望把这个药得回来的心，把这个舍得物那个送给沙玛尼亚，然后说这个，然后在他把这个东西给沙玛尼亚之后呢，然后被另外一个比库看到了，然后这另外一个比库呢，自发的去跟沙玛尼亚说，说你有某某某药吗？你有某某某药吗？然后是沙玛尼亚说我有，他说那个，然后那个比库说，如果你有那个药的话。你可以把这个药给我，然后我去那个比库甲，做药品，我们想拿这个东西给比库甲做点药品，然后这个比库甲就是原来那个犯戒的比库，他说这种情况下，这个比库甲是可以受用那个药品的，因为就是说来问那个是上马亚这个比库，并不是他指使的，然后他自己并没有上马亚做任何请求，对，
所以呢。I told you some other wrong practices. Now, some monks, they tell, they go on the sixth day, on the sixth day or seventh day, and they give to the samanera. Okay, I told you, and tell him, get back. That is one way, the wrong practice. But in Thailand, I've heard, they will go and tell to the samanera, take it. The samanera takes, and they give it back to me.You kill someone that takes me. And then the bhikkhu thinks now I can use it again 7 days. They make it sometimes, sometimes the bhikkhu goes like that for 3-4 days, around, and tells someone else take it. Someone else takes it. And then the bhikkhu tells, give back, and someone else give back. And he uses it, and then day one, he starts again using day one.
他说在泰国的话，有一些比库是这样的，他们是在第六天。他说泰国有些比库是这样的，他说在第六天和第七天的时候，他把那个是那个就是那个七药这种方式，给上灵了，然后说那个你不准拿，然后把这东西给我，然后上灵真的拿了，然后把这个东西还给他，然后他之前这样，他就以为他这个日子可以从开始计算，从第一天开始计算，或者有一些人在那个不是拿这东西的时候，他说这样也行。转了几圈之后，然后再上面
上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面上面 Some monks they take it for the 6 or 7 days and they put it outside the room. Outside the room, outside the door. So after the dawn passes, next day they go and take it again, again, number one day.
Oh, good, good.
They think it's called, I'm absent from my from my medicine. I'm inside the room, my medicine is outside, I'm absent. Therefore now the day breaks.
Okay.
Because absent, no? Absent from the medicine. Therefore, next day they take it again, they start counting number one.
Okay, that means outside the door face kukukuti.
Yes,
So,
and now in Pauk Center, Pauk monks, they practice like that. So, they tell if it comes on the 6 days, 7 days, 7 days of route, you can't keep that medicine anymore. You have to completely give to someone else. That's called to never ask someone else like that. So, before it becomes a Sakyavacitya, that's called, they interpreted it, you can't use that, you have to give it up. Then you can't never get it back again. So, and this is how they interpreted the rule. But now, as we see from the text, actually, you can, that's called, do this only after the medicine becomes Sakyavacitya, not before. To give it someone else without expectation. Therefore now, if you study the text also, so there was a dispute between two Mahateras.
Okay.
The Mahateras is what? Whether this applies within the week, within the 7 days, or after the medicine becomes Visakhapajitya. Okay. And there is a discussion about that. Mahapadumatera tells
in
Samantha Pasadena. Anto santa hedi nasa hi puna pariboga apatina apati yevanati. Within the 7 days, if the samana gives back to you, then if you use it, there's no offense at all. Okay? You don't need to tell the samana and so forth. You can, if you ask it again, within the 7 days, you can take it. Okay. You can on the other day you receive it, then the day breaks, you can use it again. Within 7 days, no. But after becoming Sakyavacitya, of course, you can, if you give to someone else, you can't tell him anything to someone else.
Okay, this is the opinion of Mahapadumatera.
Padumatera, because this applies, opinion, but actually Kankavacharya and the old Samantapasa supports this opinion.
Okay.
Supports it.
But there's another opinion.
That means you have to give to tell the samana to give it to the called within 7 days. This is what the Pauk monks do. Okay, they think this applies according to the Mahasumatera. Okay, they apply they follow the Mahasumatera. They tell the thing is called within 7 days. On the 7th day, you have to relinquish the medicine. You can't get it ever back again. You have to give it to the layman or to someone else or what. And never get it back again. Don't ask anything within 7 days. Okay? This is the Mahasumatera's opinion. Mahapadumatera tells, there is no offense within 7 days. The offense occurs after.
Okay.
After and so forth. Therefore, after you come in Sakyavacitya, this applies. For the samanera, not to tell any samanera, applies after becoming Sakyavacitya, not before that.
Okay.
And Samantapasadika and Kankavacharya supports this.
He says that the power of Allah实际上是这样的，就是说你把这东西完全舍掉，然后那个完舍掉，就是说你不能再和这个上面，就是今天过了之后，你也不能再和上面，要回这个东西。 然后，但是他说那个，然后这个观点和我们观点是不太一样。他说实际上，但是实际上这两种观点分歧，不是从现在才有，在普陀岩时代就已经有了。在普陀岩时代就有两个大长老，一个叫做那个。
大莲花大长老，一个叫大，一个叫大心佛大长老，然后这两个那个大莲花大长老就是这种观点，就是我们这种观点，就是说，您就是说那个需要辨舍那个情况，是指就是那个边边已经那个需要已经边舍的物了，那个已经边舍的物之后呢，然后那个你再需要辨舍，在那个七日的时候是不需要辨舍的，就是你可以只是舍一上，然后七日可以要回来。然后那个另外一个大长老，那普陀岩上记载另外一个大长老叫马哈逊摩大长老的话，他就主张就是说，你到了第七日的时候，就和帕奥那样，你到了第七日的时候完全舍掉，不应该再有信仰回来。他说但是如果你看那个经典里面文本的话，你会发现，不管是普陀岩还是伊霍杜陀，他是支持大莲花大长老的观点。
说的呢，
然
后this is, I told you, the wrong practices.
Mm-hmm.
Some monks, they do the wrong practice. I told you what are the wrong practice.
Mm-hmm.
But to keep the samadhi release on the seventh day,
mm-hmm.
and receive it on the same,
mm-hmm.
on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
So now, here also,
mm-hmm.
in the Kelambasa Sala, okay, there are samadhi release, no? To remove all these things. And there are some monks who tell samadhi release, for example, on the sixth day or seventh day, you remove on the morning, and after 12 o'clock, you offer this to the monk again. Means, today, Monday, no? Let's say today, Monday, in the morning, it is a seventh day. Seventh day, no? Which the medicine has to be, the offering of the medicine has to be cancelled. Okay? So then, the samanera and so forth, they tell samanera, go and remove all these things from the table in the morning.
Before dawn, you mean?
No, in the morning means after dawn.
After dawn. Okay.
So then, in the morning, and then after 12 o'clock, you offer the guest to bhikkhu.
What is the point of doing that? I don't understand the logic. Why they should choose it after dawn and then before 12 o'clock? What is it?
This is the same day and so forth. They, you cancel the termination.
Okay.
Same day,
okay.
And the same day you receive it.
Okay.
So then, and they think, oh, you can use it again.
Okay.
Therefore, these are these misconceptions. And I told sometimes, so I found who these monks are. And I told them. Now they stopped, actually. So then, because I told Miko Dabande, he also shouted to these monks. They don't like that. So, therefore now, but occasionally we can find someone else, they do it for convenience, they do it. Therefore now the order is now, I will tell you what the proper order is now. You can tell first this one. I explain this. There is.
然后他发现，在龙城里有些人也做一些那个错误事件，就是比方在茶室里边，然后有些比库命令上面啊，就是说那个你，早晨把这些东西那个从架上拿下来，然后中午过午之后，12点之后，你再把架上弄一手手给那些比库。然后他们以为这样干了之后，他们就可以从这天那个周天开始计算日期了，他们也可以从计算日期。然后张老师他发现这种情况以后，他就跟密国长老反映了，然后密国长老把那些比库核实了一遍，然后他们以后就没有这样做，但是他说我二还会发现这有些比库这样做，而这种做法也是错误。
什么做法？
就是说命令上，你拿早晨时候把这个东西从架子上拿下来，然后中午纯收一比库。过五周重新收给比库，而重新收给比库，他们就是那个不是这天重新开始算了。
Wrong practice, this is wrong practice.
他没有过第二天理想，他过五。
对，只是过五，然后他就重新开始算了。然后他张老把这个想法给明国长老反映，然后明国长老被人骂了一顿，然后他们对。
So the correct practice is now, if it is on the seventh day, the samanera is to go maybe in the night.Night on seventh day night, she removes everything from the table, from the Kelambasa hall, she removes everything from the table. And he breaks the ashkol, because that is offered, what is offered, so he removes everything. Now the offering breaks. So after dawn, on the following day, then he can tell some people to reoffer again, put everything on the table.
正确做法是，比方说第七天晚上看那个所有人都已经不拿那东西之后呢，这个上面都到茶室里边，不然不那全部移动那个移开，然后这样的话是比库对那个知识就已经破了，这些东西已经属于上面了， 然后第八天早上的时候，这个是上半身上半身就是明星出现以后，这上半身再找一个比库把这段重新手术一遍，然后这个时候就重新算日期了，啊，这定个正确做。
那分别如果把这个东西啊，到第六天了，我不给上半身。
第六天，好，你第六天做。
就好比我不想太晚了，
啊，第
六
天，
我就把这个东西啊，茶室啊，公共区域，
啊，
我就放在角落或者哪个地方舍掉了。第二天我叫一个上面人过来帮我，我就那天我是不给上班人说，我明天第二天过来
不给。说张二，那这个就跟他那个他刚问那个问题是一样的，就是他那个，你那是上面有破的上班人，他必须把那东西移动一下才可以。上班人他必须把那东西摸了，然后移动一下才可以。
这个不是公共区舍掉了吗？已经
舍掉的标志是上班人他把那东西给移动，
一定要动一下。
对。他那问题你还记得吗？
我知道，
对对对，
他说他问说我那个桌上有那个东西对吧？
对对对，
他是跟上海人说，但我不说，
啊，
我偷偷摸就第六天我算是知道了，但我这个东西
说都不可以的，不说更不可以。
对，我的意思就是说，我想明天我继续拿，但是我还是放到公共离明巷了嘛。
那，
啊，
我
是屋里外面，我是到
我那我那我那我我我可以帮你讲。你说公共区域是上海人家区还是比库公共区？上海人家区
就是茶室里面，
茶室里边公共区。
电冰箱或者是什么角落里
面。好，那我可以帮你问一下。So he's asking that, so for example, this on the sixth day or seventh day, or on the seventh day, this bhikkhu put his seventh day tonic, in the public place. For example, at some corner of the grandpa's sala, in the public place. But he didn't give it to the hand of a samana. He simply put this in the public place.And then on the morning of the eighth day, he asked the samana to offer this tonic to him again. Is it allowed?
Do you explain this? No? We explained that the patigahana is to break, the offering is to break.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So therefore now, how do you know whether the samana will break the offering? He
didn't
mention. Okay. We explain this.
他说了，已经解释过了，就是说你就是第八天早晨的时候，你去拿的时候，你怎么知道这个东西已经被舍掉了？就是说你舍掉，你必须要知道这个上面来移动这个东西，你才能确定这个东西被舍掉了。
So you must explain there are two zones, okay?
嗯。
Upasampada.
嗯。I explain it already.
Upasampada zone. Then, Anupasampada. Upasampada. Okay.
嗯。
Now, on Upasampanna zone, offered things. Offered?
Yes.
Offered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not offered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, what is offered goes on Upasampanna zone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?Anupasambana zone. Let's see. Anupasambana zone comes first day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth, sixth, seventh. Okay, offered. Seventh day, offered. If you give it to seventh day, you give it to Anupasambana zone, not offered. Finish. You break the offering. So, on the time of dawn, it's not here, it is there. Anupasambana.
Oh, okay, I understand.
So then, no, your hands, no.
Okay,
you have no medicine in your hand. Finish.
Okay.
Okay? So then, but if you don't break the offering, okay, the offering here, offering, no break, do not break, okay? Then, 7 days, you have it still in your hand. You have not broken it. Then, it's like that.
然后这个地方破掉那个手术，也就破掉那个知识，就必须这样让那个上面来移动，对。
那么for的这个区域，那我很简单，我把这个东西我放在没有 offer 的那个区域的角落架子。第二天
他跟你强调的这点就是说，我刚才跟你强调就是你放你不这个就是说这个是不是属于这个区域的，就是说你要看你的那个手术是不是破了，破要破掉手术，必须你要把这东西变成从这个区域到变成那个区域，必须破掉手术，破掉手术标志是让上面来移动这个东西。
他说的做你这个区域不是指地理区域，是指逻辑区域。
对。
就是说，如果我这个东西我主动放在那个上面未手术的台子上，这个东西没有移动，它也是不破，是这个概念的。
对对对。
OK。
Yagana, when you count, if the medicine comes to the bhikkhu's hand, bhikkhu's hand offered, this is number day one, okay, offered. Okay, as long as it comes to the hands of the bhikkhu, it's offered, then from that day, the bhikkhu has to count number one, number two, number three, number four. So then it still is offered. In order to give up counting, he has to give to the Anupasampanna zone. Give to Anupasampanna. Now, not his hands.
No, okay. but he gives to the Anupasampanna zone, then this, someone has to move it.
He gives it or to, someone else takes it, moves it.
Okay.
So, Patigahana, the offering breaks. Okay, now, on the eighth dawn, he has nothing in his hands. So therefore now, he has no possession, possession of it. The possession breaks. So it goes to the possession of Anupasampanna.
Okay.
So in that case now, that day is not counted, that dawn is not counted. So therefore now, it is from, we count the days, according to the days of the possession he has. This is how he keeps it. Because he has still has offered. He's still offered. He has to break this offering. Then the sanity breaks. Sanity. You have to break the sanity. Storing up. Storing up medicines now. You have to break it by giving back to the Anupasampanna.
So his question is about breaking this patigahana. So this he's asking that for this item, this summoner removes with any intention to check it, to consume it, to any other intention. As long as this summoner removes it, so this.
So if by accident sometimes, by accident he moves it without knowing. Then it's break. Yeah, sometimes can see on the table. They take butter and they remove some biscuits. They by hand, by accident they move biscuits. Finish, broke. The patigahana breaks.
他说这个事实际上不管什么东西，他说举个例子，比方说在桌子上，那时候有上面拿晃悠的时候，不想移动那个饼干，然后那不就把饼干收拾给破了。Now
myself, I usually don't take from every meal. I stop taking because you never know what's life. Myself, I stop taking because you can't rely
from this table.
Because you can't take anything, you never know. Everything is called. Someone else has filed. For example, before we receive, someone else has received first. It stands offered. Someone else going to take, and then they want to reoffer. By accident, they touch something else, and so forth, they removed. That is not get offered. So you can't rely. Finish. I stopped taking anything.
You can ask.
All the time Samana is going there. While bhikkhus go and take, they all Samana is going there. Confusing. This is the most confusing place.
Okay, so you have to ask Samana to offer something from that table.
Hey, if I want to take, I will tell him to offer again. I can't rely. The boat, they put boat offered. There is no meaning. Not offered. Everything is gone.
Sorry,
some offered, some no offered, you never know.
他也就是因为这个原因，所以他在这桌子上，他是不是基本上是每次都要上阿弥陀佛？那他前面看到一个比库刚拿好，他也不会再继续拿，还是要叫上阿弥陀佛。是不是这种习惯？我就问一下，以后我成比库了，是不是看到前面一个比库了，我马上去要？So he is asking that even if you have seen the bhikkhu has even if you have seen a bhikkhu has just taken something from the bucket. Then even in that case, you don't dare to take something immediately, he's asking.
Because I don't know, because this is what I offer, don't know. Because I'm doubting, because they don't know. They only read the board. But I've seen Samaneras, they go and take, for example, biscuit. While taking biscuit, the butter, they push it like that.
Uh-huh.
Because then if they offer, they offer back to the biscuit only. They don't offer the butter. So, in some, not butter, but other items also like that. Sometimes, for example, the cup. They take rice gruel from the cup, with the cup, and they put the cup down. And then they offer only the vessel. The cup is not offered. The cup is also rice grains, that is not offered. So, it is the most confusing place. So then I usually avoid taking. If I want to take, I have to tell someone else to take it.
他说因为前面那个比库可能也不是根本不知道那是没收过，然后他可能只是看那个板上说 offer， 然后他就去拿了，所以说他不敢。然后
in Galdovin， they put separate tables， one for Samanera and one for Bhikkhus。Samanera says to go only to the table for Samanera， don't come to the table for Bhikkhus。So Bhikkhus has to go only to the table for Bhikkhus， don't come to the Samanera。It's very clear。But yeah, I told also some monks and so on, they told they are going to do like that, but they never did it. So to separate the tables. So there is one samana on that side, on one scholars, because that side, and finish it. Because they put everything on the table, it is very messy.
他说总部的话实际上是那个是。
比库也说的，然后上半年那一个说的，然后上半年是那上半年那桌子，然后比库的比库是这样这样人没问题。然后他这边他也建议一些比库这样做，那么可能是答应。后来时间也没那么长，就让接着。然后我想问一下长老，就是这个关于这个上班动一下就失去这个受持的根性的关系，就是这个出处啊，对，因为我为什么问这个呢？因为有些那个是从那个帕奥就是出来的那个进导师，就是曾经说过。 为达上者必须以受用的心，移了，才算失去这个受持。我想问一下，就是那种观点，是为什么会有那种观点？啊，所以他是telling that some
Vinaya teachers from Park is telling that this particular only breaks when the Samana removes this item. With the intention of Paribhoga. With the intention of Paribhoga for himself. Then only the Paribhoga will break. So he's asking that what is the source of the idea that this Paribhoga will break when the item is moved by Samana? This is the question.
We have no Sahih powers to read. To read what the intention of that Samanera is.
Okay.
So therefore now, anytime the Samanera takes something, removes it and so forth, and we regard it as that the Patikana break. So therefore now, and there is no any politics to show that the Patikana breaks depending on the Samanera's intention.
Okay.
So then, we study these things now because now this Patikahena thing, you can tell this. And first, I will explain a little because
他说第一点是这样，他先跟你讲两点。第一点是这样，就是说对我们来讲，我们没有是那个他心中去了知这个是上海人，当时那个就是移动人员，对到底什么东西？然后所以说就是我们一般认为上海人动了这个东西，那等就认为这个事实已经破了。然后他那个，然后他说另一方面就是他说在巴黎山那儿也没有那个任何证据可以证明，就是说这个知识破不破跟上面的东西有关系。然后他这是第一点，然后他给你讲第二点。
Okay. So now we study this rule about food, how to receive food, about Pachitya number 40.
Okay.
Pachitya number 40 about receiving and how the receiving breaks. Like Adita, for example, Adita, if we make Adita, the rope Adita breaks. The same way, it's called the Patikahana, there are certain way, five or six ways how the Patikahana breaks. So we'll study these things in the Pachitya number 40.
Then
we can see the factors, how many factors are there for the Patikahana break. How many factors are for the Patikahana to be valid? And how many factors are for the Patikahana to break or to be invalid?
Okay. 他说那个是这样的，他说这个就好比那个就是我们讲那个一波那个戒的时候，他会那个讲那个就是对一或者对波那个决议，有效的几个要素，然后失效的几个要素。同样对于这个受持呢，但我们在后面讲那个巴西提亚第四十条的时候，我们会讲就是这个受持，会哪一方式破。然后哪几种方式？他说有五种或者六种方式，就是说可以让那个受持破掉。然后他说还有就是说在那个哪些要素存在的情况下，这个是受持还是有效的？具体的时候再讲一下巴西提亚，顺便跟大家讲。
So then, that case now I know the power also not power woman. This is common. It's called they think is the.For example, the samanera comes and gives to the bhikkhu, and the bhikkhu touches. The samanera expects this is offered now. Everybody can take. This is what they do. Actually, what happens now, there are, for example, a samanera comes and so forth and gives to the bhikkhu, and the bhikkhu touches. The samanera takes it back and he can offer to any bhikkhu later. So. This is what they do. This is wrong because actually it goes back to the Upasampanna zone. It goes back to Upasampanna zone. This is not go to Upasampanna zone. So therefore now this distinction they don't make it in Burma and so forth. It's more common. I think in lay people the same. Okay, you can tell this. But we have to learn this is wrong. It's a wrong practice.
他说在缅甸有一种情况是这样的，就比方说上半年把这个杯子，然后是给那个比库，然后比库其实他这个还没离上半年的手，然后比库碰了一下，然后在上半年就开始把这东西分给所有人都可以收，因为这样就算你收我。他说这样的话就是说，其实比库碰了这下之后，这个东西还是回到那个未受戒那个未达上者区域了啊。这做法是错误，但是具体就是那个为什么错，为什么正确，我们到时候那个学那样解释，我跟大家讲。
This is also the same way now. You see, Samanera, for example, offers to the monk, and then he puts on the table. After every bhikkhu can go in there. So,
还有一种错误情况是这样的：一个上半年把这东西收给比库拿着了，然后交给上半年了，再放到桌子上。
好个
腿，研究对面。然后就像是这也是错误，因为你不能让给上半年让放桌子。
These are not suitable according to the Vinaya text and so forth. If we study them, we can see, especially Pachitya number 40, we study this rule and see how the proper offering has to be done and how the offering breaks. Okay.
他说根据律藏这些做法是不适合的，然后但我们学那个巴西提亚第四十条时候，后面我们就会仔细给大家讲，就是说怎么样就是怎么样才算是有效时候，然后怎么样这个时候才算被破掉。
Now, somebody can read Kanka Vijarni.
Few minutes now, because everything translation. Okay. Then, if you
want to read it?
I will just tell them what to read.
猪可服用的，即使可以食用之意，以此显示在自己拿取后，即使放置超过七天也无罪。但服用那些药品则是不可以。药品可以做药的作用，或不能做药的作用，而得了如此的通称。 熟酥是指牛等的熟酥，凡是它们的肉是允许食用的，则它们的熟酥也是允许服用的。生酥也是同样的，油是指油、芝麻、芥子、蜜树、蜜芒、脂等所产生的油。蜂蜜是指蜜蜂的蜜。 糖是指味精煮过，或者无加物品所煮的甘蔗汁所制成的。即使一切种类的甘蔗产品当之为糖，接受那些药后，再接受那些药品后，而不是那些奶、芝麻等物品。 除了之外，显示在凡是猪食分药的物品，在接受那些物品后而做成了熟食等，即使超过七天也无罪。只留在适时接受，在适时煮，在适时过滤以后。 在适时过滤而与油来受用时，是佛陀所听取的，是可以食用的。因此，除了人之以外，凡是其他的只在食前接受后自己煮了所产生的油，以非食来受用，即使存放了七天也是可以的。油未达上者煮了而施予的，在当天的。 午前而食用则是可以的，而其他猪食分药的物品，则比库不可以自己煮该物品，如牛奶等。已制成的熟酥或生酥可以自煮，但不可以将该自煮的熟酥等在当天的午前当食物来食用。 在午前所接受的乳等，由未达上者煮了之后所制成的熟酥等，在当天的午前当食物来食用是可以的。从食后，就是午后开始，在不作为食用的目的，非适用于吞食。 即使在存放超过七天也无罪，可以储存服用，在午前接受了而储存存放后，在当天的午前可以当作食物来食用。从食后，就是从午后，开始以及在。 午后接受的那些非食物来摄入，则是可以服用七天之一，而且可以服用从语词上，在七天之内，若为了作为涂抹润滑的沐浴，在决议了之后而存放是无罪的。在为了制作油的目的而接受了终生药的芥子、秘术、蓖麻、种核，在当天做成油可以存放七天，在第二天做成油可以存放六天，在第三天做成油可以存放五天，在第四、第五、第六、第七天做成油则只能在当天是适宜的。假如到了第八天的油降升起，则成了弥撒行，以不作为食用的目的，非适宜吞食，在第八天而未使的，则可以外部使用。假如为了制成油而接受芥子的，即使不制成油，而在律藏的巴利圣典里所说的，在接受未来的熟酥等，即牛肉等，在超过七天者也犯恶作，用冷水制成的蜜树花糖也是属于糖七日药，芒果糖等则是十分药。在此，凡是七日药，在对僧团众或个人舍了之后，即使再获得该药，也不能用来涂抹伤口或者食物，则可以用来点灯，或坏色后可以用来涂门窗的。对其他比库，则可以涂身体、涂抹身体的受用。凡是没有期望而便舍后，他再获得，即使食用该药也是可以的。在个别的放置熟酥等在一个容器或未混合，以计算物品的数目而结罪数。在沙瓦提，众多的比库开始在超过七天的布施之地，其余的当知只与在一品的第一学术所说的方法相似，最多七日，这是随至共通之地。相应的，在未舍而继续使用的犯恶作，在未超过七日而存储超过想或已者犯恶作，在超过七日即使存未超过想或已者已犯舍心作。同样的，在未舍与未送人、未失去、未被偷而存已舍与想等也犯舍心作。在七日定决议舍与送人、失去、被烧、被抢夺者，在以亲后想而取者、以疯狂者等罪。在此学处有三个构成要素：自己所拥有的熟缩者、以入于数以及超过七日。嘎提纳等起由未作而犯，行失坏，非有想而脱罪，无心的制作深夜有夜三心三受。
OK， now here one thing is that itabout panita, pani become molasses. The Buddha tells it's made of sugar cane. Okay. So, and then other molasses which made of palm sugar, palm, okay. also can be included in this. Okay.
That's cool. He said, "This place, the Ecuadorian, has made the sugar."结合成就是那个卫星主播或微加物品的甘蔗汁所制成的，但是张老师这个地方就是其他种类汤，比方说棕榈汤，然后其实也包括这个汤里面，不仅仅非是那个是甘蔗汁制成的。
So nowadays the sugar is made of beets. What's called this kind of big roots, sugar beets. Sugar beets.
What is the name? What source of that sugar? Beet.
What they call the sugar beets, like roots.
Okay.
It's called big roots and so forth. They cultivate them. They are underground.
On the root.
Root.
Okay.
Then this root like that.
Okay.
Then this is underground root.
Okay.
But they are quite large. They become quite large.
Oh yes. This is very common in Europe, no?
Sugar beets, no? They're called sugar beets.
Yes, sugar beets, yes, exactly.
So, now, they take the juice, okay, which is panita, juice, and they boil it. And they take the, what's called the panita molasses, sugar big molasses, and after they crystallize it, after they give them crystallize it, and then the crystals they break into pieces into pulverize it, and you have the white sugar, the sugar, which is usually brown sugar, brownies, the color is brown, but after they put some chemicals and so forth for preservations, and sometimes they make it white. Okay, therefore now the sugar we get from here, this white sugar every morning we get here, or Kelamas Zale, it is made from sugar beets.
You mean here? In Sri Lanka?
Yes, from where? This is imported, it's not produced in Sri Lanka.
Yes, I think this kind of plant cannot be planted in Sri Lanka.
No, it's imported, it's not what we get here on the table. I mean, I'm talking what is produced is different thing. What you get in the morning at the table, it is from sugar beet. I don't mean when it's produced, in which country. I don't mean that.
Why? Because this country has sugar cane. Why they import this thing from other countries?
Anyway, what is imported is different thing. Okay. We can explain how it is done.
Okay,
this is also allowable. This is allowable. I mean, this is allowable.
I mean, this is also considered as panita, you mean?
Yes, considered panita. It is because it has sucrose. Sucrose. No, I will explain the difference between. You explain this. I want to go to a different topic.
Okay. 他说我们是西安海上，我们平时吃的糖，天堂糖，天堂糖就是也属于这个地方所说的那个糖。
甜菜糖，甜菜糖，对，就是甜菜根那个什么那个汁那个那个啊，出来糖，就是糖不是有几种来，可以从甘蔗里边啊，可以从甜菜里边啊，可以从那个棕榈树枝里边啊，这种甜菜里边啊出来。So then, now we have sucrose. This is called sucrose. Okay? But there is another kind of sugar. It's called glucose. Okay. Glucose is not made of this kind of sources like sugar cane or from palms or from sugar beet. It is made of starched.
Starch.
And usually the most common starch used today is corn, from wheat, from corn, this kind of starch. Okay. So therefore now, is glucose suitable to be consumed as sugar or not? Tell first this, I will explain the rest.
这几种东西都可以当做糖，因为它们主要成分，比方说甜菜糖，还有那个甘蔗的糖，还有棕榈糖，它们主要成分都是蔗糖。然后蔗糖是可以当做糖的，但是还有另外一种糖，葡萄糖。葡萄糖，他说葡萄糖现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在现在 people from grapes like this kind
of thing. Therefore now, according to the explanation, Vinaya explanation, actually, glucose is not allowed. Because the source is not, for example, like sugarcane or this kind of things which sucrose is produced.
Okay.
but is starch, is wheat, for example, cereals. So that is why actually glucose, according to that, is not allowed to take in the afternoon. As a school. And then, first one, and then explain the rest about fructose.
然后根据对象里面解释呢，然后就是说这个葡萄糖，因为如果说是葡萄糖来源，它是那个玉米这样的食物的话，然后它其实是不被允许，应该被当成食物的。
So now the commentary also here, Gangavatari tells that even panitas, molasses obtained from amber, from mangoes and so forth.They are yavakalikas. They got this food.
然后在那个一会儿读错里边说的，他说那个，大家看多少页？在那个第137页的第一二三四第四段，137页第四段段，他这有句话：以冷水制成的蜜树化糖也是属于糖七日药。但是芒果糖疹子，这是十分药，也就是说，若是糖是从芒果里边提炼出来的话，芒果是食物，所以说芒果糖也是食物。
So therefore now, sugar from fruit is called fructose. Okay. Before fructose, whatever contains fructose, it is also become not allowable as seven days medicine is only food. In this way, now fructose and glucose both are regarded as food.
所以说，就是说，因为从那个从水果里边提炼出来叫那个果糖，其实果糖和葡萄糖一般来说呢，从来源上它是说属于食物的，所以这两种糖一般来说是属于食物的。
So now, if you see in the toffees, you have toffees. So if you read the ingredients, most of the toffees have glucose. Glucose part of or fructose, fructose. So therefore, to eat.Toffees in the afternoon, it is recalibrated according to this explanation.
他说很多那个太妃糖，然后那个太妃糖，它的那个是，你看它那个成分表里边，它很多时候都加了葡萄糖浆，或者是果糖。然后如果再加上葡萄糖浆果糖的话，那整个太妃糖就变成食物了。所以这种太妃糖是下午是不能食用。
So any other item which contains glucose or fructose also becomes food. Any other item, either for example, if you take in the afternoon.
Medicine, for example, what's called the sugar coat. Sugar coat of a medicine pill.
It is sugar, no?
It is
sucrose. Sucrose is okay. Sucrose, no problem.
Oh, okay.
Glucose and fructose is a problem.
But sometimes, what's called in the hospital, they give you injections of glucose. You understand?
It's called dextrose, no? Dextrose. They have the special name. Because it is actually glucose.Which is converted with chemical reaction. They break it with chemical reaction, it becomes dextrose.
Dextrose. Okay.
Dextrose is okay because it is not glucose itself. They take from glucose and break it to dextrose. They call it, it has become monosaccharide. Now, they are monosaccharides now. Glucose is polysaccharides. Dextrose is monosaccharides.Therefore now this some, it is more chemical, for chemical uses, because you can't swallow that. Dextrose, you don't take it orally. So then, this is the difference.
他说那个，所以说就是不管什么东西，就是只要是含这个葡萄糖和果糖的东西，一般来说我们当成食物的。
What you explain about dextrose?
No,
they didn't explain that because that is my own question. We can tell him that because if they go to the hospital and they put him this kind of. That's called. We tell him it's not pure glucose, it is dextrose, okay?
Can I spell this word? I cannot find this word. Dextrose.
Dextrose?
Yes, it is. Can I spell the word? D-I-X something?
D-E.
D-E-X. D-E-X. Dextrose, okay.D-E-X-T, no?
D-E-D-E-X.
Then?
T.
T, then? R.
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 R. R-O.
Okay, dextro. R-O, sorry.
I don't think the dictionaries have this kind of words.
Dextro?
No, dextrose.
Oh, okay, I understand.
And, double, and in the end you have put S-E.
Dextrose.
Dextrose.
Dextrose is also... So you can you find this in...
The type of sugar, yes. The type of
that is produced naturally
in fruits and fruits. It is produced naturally, but actually this is... no, I don't know what is naturally. It is not natural. What is this? Dextrose. A type of sugar that is produced naturally. Why it is called natural? You cannot. Let me see.
I can hear Wikipedia. Wikipedia is more.
Yeah, better because I don't know this kind of picture. I also
can check.
Yes, it is in the blood of animals. It gets in, but they use as medicine, it is in the blood of animals. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's found in the blood of animals.
But it's, therefore, it is found in the fruits and honey also.
Yeah, honey also, what is that called? But in this, it's called this kind of, it's called, what is called, they put this kind, what is called? They produce it chemically.
Uh-huh.
It is chemically they produce it.
No, so then I can tell them. If you tell like that, then it's from, because if it's from chemically, then it can be from us. Well, the original source should be petrol, actually. Petrol.
Petrol?
Means the crude oil. It means the petrol or something like that. If you trace the origin of the chemical reaction, that's usually some kind of extract from petrol, and then through a series of chemical reactions, they can produce all these kind of any kinds of carbohydrates like that. So if it is from chemicals, then of course
no, they don't do that. But they take glucose and do break it into dextrose. Okay, that is allowable. I mean, because actually it's for the blood. No?
Uh-huh.
They put it in blood. Now usually we don't have glucose in the blood.
Uh-huh.
Okay, dextrose is actually can be found in the blood.
Uh-huh.
So they want to enhance the blood circulation.
Uh-huh.
So therefore they get it's called saline. It's called the saline.
Oh, saline. Okay.
So that's where they put it. Therefore, this is kind for this kind of reasons.
Uh-huh.
The monk can take it. Okay?
In the afternoon.
Yeah, means the afternoon means if the doctors saline, for example, if the doctors put it in the sun. This is for they produce it chemically. They take glucose, they break it in chemically into monosaccharides. Okay, this is glucose polysaccharide. They make it monosaccharide. They can take it and they inject it in the blood.
Okay,
this is allowed to take and so forth. If this for medicinal purposes.
他说那个应用葡萄糖打点滴，应用葡萄糖打点滴，他说那个应用葡萄糖，他是用化学方式制造的，然后那个那个那个那个那个是可以在那个下午讲那个下午讲的，他说那个应用葡萄糖它跟食用葡萄糖是不是不一样，他说那个应用它是应用葡萄糖纯粹单糖分子，就是。 纯粹碳酸分子和，但是食用葡萄糖它是单是单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单单
可以再下来的。
你说要在每个正的那个打点滴用不到它吗？
就是说打点滴，它做打点滴的成功葡萄糖之前，它那个粉，
葡萄糖粉啊。
那打点滴它那个液体是怎么做的吗？
他说是，他是从普通的葡萄糖里边分解出来的。
对，我的意思就是说，那个他做那个点滴那个液体
啊，
不是把那个水跟葡萄糖粉
啊，
对吧？
啊，
那个葡萄糖粉就是乳化的，是吧？
啊，可别下午吃是吧？
嗯。
So he is asking that you tell that the monozalate glucose powder. He is asking the monozalate the medical glucose powder is it allowed to consume this medical glucose powder eat in the afternoon?
Not medical. It is actually pure glucose. Now this glucose, they can mix it, they can, it's pure glucose, okay? They tell it pure glucose. You can take, whether you can take with food, you can take with toffee, you can take in with chocolate and so forth. Even chocolate has glucose. So they get this and so forth, some sweet meats they put glucose. So therefore, it is powder. You can use this powder for anything, you can mix with food, whatever and so forth. That's called. But you can have also pure glucose, if you want to go with tea. For example, mix with tea. All these are called glucose. It is regarded as it is starch. Comes from starch. Therefore, it is not allowed. Whether you get it in pure form, it's not medical glucose. There is no what medical glucose.
No,
no such thing. It is glucose. It is made from starch. Therefore, it is not allowed to consume.
Okay. So the question is actually dextrose. Dextrose. Powder is it allowed to consume dextrose powder?
Dextrose powder?
Yeah.
I don't think they have dextrose powder anymore. As well, they don't. Usually, it is very expensive, very difficult to produce, and they give it only for saline. Usually, for saline you can have, or liquid, liquid oral preparations there. But usually, they see the dextrose you can find usually in hospital because it's difficult to produce. It's very expensive to produce. They don't have for commercial reasons. They don't have dextrose. You can hardly find dextrose for commercial reasons. They have it for medical reasons, yes.
But
did you have find any dextrose here? No?
But he's asking that then is it allowed to consume this dextrose orally?
It's allowed if there is some sickness, okay. But you can hardly find this anywhere. You can find it only in hospitals, actually. Or maybe in pharmacies. In pharmacies, very rare also.
他说可以吃，但是没问题，你可以吃，但是这种东西就是说，除了在医院里面，你基本上找不到。
So, I'm telling you now, you see, because this is, something very subtle matter. But if you see from the what Kankavacharya tells Samanta Pasadika also, that this Yavakalikas, even fructose is Yavakalika, which is from fruits, as called, let alone glucose, as called. Those days actually they couldn't produce glucose in the Buddha's time or the Buddha Gosa's time. So therefore, but now they can produce it. But fructose was available, as called. Which is they tell Yavakalika, this food, fructose food. And what about glucose? It was, which is actually from starch, which is more.
Solid, as food. 他然后张老师就是说在福特时代没有那个泡糖，只有那个果糖。但是按照伊霍杜克里边，其实果糖就是十分药。然后现在就是那个葡萄糖，因为大部分是用淀粉做成的，所以我们也跟这个原则也被当成那个十分药。
There is also now, you see, these toffees, they contain also corn syrup. Corn syrup. So then, that is also, that's why corn syrup is very sweet. And it's a substitute for sugar. So toffees and so forth, other items, you take in the afternoon, you think, it's medicine. But actually, corn syrup is not medicine, it's food. You can bear this also food.
玉米糖浆，它也还是玉米做的，所以说这样这种使用玉米糖浆、太平糖，它也是那个十分药。
Because these syrups are is molasses, but they are produced because of wheat from cereals.
Okay. 他说那个糖浆本身它是它是可以当那个那个七日药的，但是如果是用谷物做成糖浆，那就不可以了。
Right. Then one more thing is now, let's see, about mixing medicines.
Okay, mixing.
Let's say this is a bottle of sugar.
Okay.
And then the bhikkhu receives on Thursday. Okay. And then let's see, on the second day he receives tea leaves. Tea leaves.
Okay. Which is Yavajivika?
Which is Yavajivika, okay?
Sataha Karika said, yeah, tea leaves.
And he takes these tea leaves, means he there's a, takes a cup. And he puts the tea leaves here and so forth, and he puts the sugar. Okay? So now, the sugar will be mixed with tea leaves now. So these tea leaves also become satahagari. Okay? The same applies with coffee and anything else.
So the tea leaves become satakarika, means those tea leaves, those tea leaves that are already been mixed, or even the rest of the tea leaves.
Everything, because now you take as a group, no, you take from this bag, let me see, there is a bag of leaves. You take one spoon from this as a group. Okay, put it there, put this here, and mix it together, and drink the how it's called the rest. Now, this same, how it's called, as a group, all this bag, tea bag, becomes satanakar. Okay? I will explain.
Okay,
you explain first this.
Okay.
Don't ask me.
Otherwise, it becomes. 然后你在那个第二天那个，然后你的第二天接着收到一些茶叶，然后你在第二天拿着一个杯，把那个糖和茶叶混在一起，然后泡茶喝，那个泡茶喝。然后他说但是你用的茶叶，你可能只从那边茶叶边只拿出一勺来，他说拿出一勺，然后他混在一起，然后泡茶喝。然后他说当你这样做的时候，整包茶叶都变成七日药了。
So therefore now, the Buddha tells in the end of this rule, okay, if one takes sugar, okay, one tetramanits for 7 days, it's no offense, 7 days, determination. From this explanation, we must understand that if we receive a medicine, we must know if it is sugar, honey, and so forth, you have to determine this for 7 days. Okay. If we receive Yavajivika things, okay, Yavajivika things, for example, tea, coffee, like that, and so on, the same way you have to determine them for Yavajivika, for say, lifelong medicine. You must know the difference between them. Alright?
他说那个。我们说到就是糖啊、蜂蜜、油这类七日药，是我们必须把决议为那个七日药。然后但我们说到茶叶这样终身药，是我们必须把它那个决议为终身药。然后必须知道七日药和终身药之间的区别。
So now, therefore now, this is tea. If you determine it for lifelong medicine, you have to take it without sugar. Okay, if you want to keep it for lifelong.Once it is, you mix this with sugar. Okay, Yavaji, you take as a group, no? As one unit. One unit, okay? Determine it is Yavaji. Once you mix it with sugar, you have to determine 7 days. Okay, as a unit. Okay, two units get mixed together. They become, as called, Satahagar. Means 7 days, means it.Okay, this loses its Yavajivika status. Okay, if you take a small amount, mix it.
他说如果说你要去撅这个茶叶为终身药的话，撅为终身药的话，那你就比如说你喝了茶的时候就不能就不应该往里面加糖，这样的话他是真是把茶当终身药来使用。但是如果说你在某次喝茶的时候你把它加了糖了，就是把它那个茶叶糖混在一起使用了，那你这个茶叶作为一个整体，就失去了终身药的身份，变成次日药。他说因为你当时决议的茶的时候把它作为一个整体来决议的，所以哪怕有一部分被破掉了，整个就破掉了。
那这个茶是袋泡茶还是一罐的茶叶？
一罐的茶叶，一罐茶叶。他刚才讲就讲
袋泡茶就一包，那没关系。
我得问问。
现在都是一包的，不是。
So he's asking about tea bags. He's asking about tea bags. So he may receive a bottle of tea bags. Tea bags.So then he determined these tea bags as Yavajivika. But then he took one tea bag and mixed it with sugar. So then will the other tea bags lose the status of Yavajivika?
They lose the status because he receives it, the whole bottle, the police group. Okay.Determines everything is a group. Okay, he doesn't determine the bags separately.
Okay.
He determines a group. So if he takes one, the whole group becomes actually sarahaka. Okay, and I will explain this because we have evidence how this works. Okay. So now I'll explain this part now. Did you tell him?
Yes.
Okay, now here, there was, as I told you now, these Vajiputas, in the second council, they started using money. So how wrong that was, we explained, okay? But they used another bad practice. So now, to keep salt with them, they keep salt.So then, now, salt is Yavajivika thing, okay? Yavajivika. So then, they will think it, as called, if this food, where the food is, has less for,
salt.
The salt, if you go for Pindapata, you will get food which is less salt, then we can mix it. And they took salt and mixing with food, okay? Small portion, like you see.Put in the food. Then every day they will keep this, okay, till that alcohol, and they will mix it like that. Therefore, now this salt, now once you mix one small amount
with food
from the bottle, the whole salt becomes
Yavakarika.
All right. So therefore, insanity karika becomes sanity. All right, you can tell this.
然后我们前面讲那个第二次接近那个八七比库。然后他们犯了一条戒，就是那个储存食盐。然后食盐本身是那个终身药，但问题在于就是说这八七比库它储存食盐，它是为了和那些食物混合在一起。然后它那个那个就是说他们只能就是受上那种盐分比较少的食物，他就往自己储存盐里边，舀一串盐出来混到食物里边。而当他们从那储存那种盐里边舀一串混到食物的时候，他这个盐本身就变成食物了。然后这样的话，他们再继续储存盐，还变成储存食物了。
The same way, there are salt in tea bags like that. Put in bags, small bags. And you take one small bag and mix it with food. The whole bottle also becomes food. If it is separately done, like you put a small, like little tea bags, you put in that small paper, small amount of salt, and you have many, many small amounts of salt like that, in paper, wrapping paper. And you take only that small amount, you mix it. The whole...
Bottle becomes food. 然后那个他吃那个是那个小包小包茶，然后他这个地方上不光小包小包茶，就是那种小包小包盐。如果你要是一起决议的话，然后你从一个大瓶一个大瓶那种，要是一小包盐，然后整个人那瓶里面那就是所有那盐包都变成食物，因为你都是一起决议的。
Therefore, in that rule, Palchitya number 38, or Saniti Karaka. Saniti Karaka got Saniti, how to store food. The Buddha tells, Yavajivika, thing, ahara daipati ganhati. One takes it for food, to mix it with food. Okay? It's dukkata. Ajohare, ajohare, apati dukkata. Every time you swallow it, it's dukkata. Understand? What's called?
Okay, so I understand.
Yava jivika. Yava jivika.
Ahara taya.
Ahara taya. Ahara taya.
Patikanhati.
Taya patikanhati, okay? Patikanhati.
Apati dukkatas.
Apati dukkatas. So then, ajohare, ajohare, apati dukkatas. Therefore now, yava jivika, you take it to mix it with food. Okay. Ahara taya. For the purpose of food. We take it for the purpose of food. Okay. So then, and then, patikanhati, you receive it. Dukkata. You want to receive it.
Receive it means?
This means you take it. Take it. Take it and so forth. What you have in your hand, you take it. It's dukkata if you want to take it for food. The bottle is here. Okay, salt is here. Okay, you take it, I will mix it with food. Or a portion of it. You pay your food. Dukkata. Every time you eat, the food is dukkata.
然后他说终身养，如果说那个在后面学八戒第二首，就是如果终身养，然后你如果是把它当那个当成食物为目的，然后受用它的话，然后每吃一口都是一个恶作。
So that becomes food. The same way now, okay, that becomes food. The same way now with yavajivika tea, you mix it, you have the intention to mix it with yava satahakari. Okay, that becomes satahakari. So every time you mix it, as called either a small portion of that, the whole bag is a unit, becomes satahakari. Now, yet does not become dukkata, because you have 7 days. You have 7 days. You don't become dukkata. Still 7 days you can keep. If you, for example, keep this after 7 days, both become sannyabhasita. Both inside you.
然后在这个情况下，就变成茶和糖混在一起的时候，你不犯任何恶作。但是如果超过七日之后，这两个都会变成你三七八七的样。就是茶和糖两个都变成你三七八七的样。
The same way now, with sugar mixed with food. Okay. So there are some monks who think. So then they take, for example, sugar. Maybe they have some in the morning. They take some food from the Dhanasala, and after they go to the Kilambasa hall, to the Kilambasa sala, they think this food is not very tasty. I need some sugar. And they go get sugar from the Kilambasa sala. They mix it together and so forth, and as well. And that now, what happens now? So then, they take the sugar to mix it with food. That sugar now becomes food. Alright?
Okay.
Because you take the sugar, aharataya padikana. You see this aharataya for the purpose of food, to mix it with food. That sugar becomes food. Okay? By eating that sugar, mixing with food, is dukkata. It's called, by every swallowing sugar. We will start this rule about vikala bhojana, about sarinkari, these things are mentioned. Okay. So therefore now, the sugar should not be mixed. Once you determine the sugar for 7 days, you don't mix it with food.
But in that case, if after those people...
Yes, you tell this story.
Okay. So this bhikkhu took this sugar and mixed the sugar with food. So if other bhikkhu later took sugar from the same bottle the next day, is that bhikkhu considered sannidhikara?
Yeah. This once become food finish. Every bhikkhu who takes It is takes in the afternoon. Look at it. Okay, takes in the afternoon. This is the kala bodhi. According to the kala bodhi, look at it. You take it the following day. Look at the bhikkhu sanniti karaka. Therefore, now all bhikkhus can contaminate it.
然后他们这种行为会影响所有的比库，因为他从那个汤片里边拿着汤和他自己手混在一起的时候，那个整杯汤变成食物了。然后这种情况下，比方说当天下午，有其他比库过来使用这个汤，然后他们使用的汤的话会犯恶作，就是说他们吃的汤会犯恶作，因为那个汤已经变成食物，就是说是变成非食非食那些下面的恶作。然后如果说第二天上午。其他比库就过来使用那个，就过来使用那个汤的话，它就变成储存食物下面的恶作，因为是那个汤，反正那个汤已经变成食物了，所以说就是说，如果这是像刚说那种行为，是会影响到所有的比库。
The one on Gilambasa Sala, Gilambasa Hall is not a Vajana Hall.
Okay.
Therefore, we have separate. Here is Vajana. This Vajana Sala. And Gilambasa Sala is different. Therefore, that's why we put them separately. We don't. If you want for food, you take here. This sugar here, you take it for food. Separate for food. Okay. You have honey, molasses, and so forth. You take for food if you want to mix for food. Gilambasa sala is not a bhojana sala. You have to take only for medicinal purpose. Means to use it plain without mixing with food. So that's why there are two different buildings.
他说这个，茶室和食堂是两个不同建筑，我们不能把茶室和当然食堂，就是说不能去茶室里边拿东西和食物混合在一起。如果你真的需要拿什么东西和那个食物混合在一起的话，你应该到食堂里边，食堂里边有汤有蜂蜜，什么都有，你先混合在食堂里边拿东西，不要从茶室里边拿东西，和食物混合在一起。
That according to this explanation, what the Vinaya Pitaka the Buddha tells.You usually, if we receive, for example, sugar or honey and so forth in our hand, you have to determine it. If you want to use it for several days, you have to determine it. This I will use for 7 days. Make a determination. From that time on, you abstain mixing this with food. Okay? Don't mix with food. So you mix it, you try to mix it. Look at that. If you want intention, take it. I will mix you with food. Look at it. Every time you swallow the food, you look at it. So, and then.
所以说，佛陀那个在律藏里面说，就是当我们那个受到那个七日药的时候，我们应该把觉意为七日药。然后，当你把觉意为七日药的时候，你就知道自己不能再把它和食物混合在一起了。如果你有觉意之后，觉意为七日药之后，再把它和食物混合在一起的话，没吃一口就是一个恶作。
如果就是说上午就是有的糖用于就冲泡奶粉，下午我现决定就说我应该这个糖我应该是就说放。
你刚说是一起决，就是说你一开始糖你不是一起决议的吗？一起决议说那个糖是不是决议成什么？
就是说，比如说之前上午是其他比库用的，下午的时候我用的时候。
你现在是什么地方？是在食堂里边糖是吗？
对，
食堂里边糖。然后下午你要干什么？
我就是说现决议，我用的时候现决议，我说这是七日药可以。
食堂里边糖是吧？So he's asking that is it allowed for bhikkhu to take this sugar from dhanasana in the afternoon? And before he used it, he determined this sugar as satakarika. Is it allowed for bhikkhu to do like this?
So then, now this sugar, the dhanasala, okay? So, monks sometimes they have used different spoons. Sometimes particles of milk powder will go inside, okay? So then this can be mixed already with food. And this now, you see, that is one point. Second point is that now this has been already allotted to be used for food, not for medicine, okay?So therefore, nobody determine it for food because now this is for common use. It is not for private use. That's called. Therefore, the intention is to use for food. For these two reasons, usually you don't take. You don't take to determine like that. It is wrong. It's wrong and so on. Because
the, the allotment means allocation it is not for medicine. Monks who use it, they know they don't take it for medicine. They take it only for food. So then,
他说呢，两点。第一点呢，就是说那个食堂里边这糖呢，就是说你也知道，这些比库在用这糖，因为他们本来用这泡奶粉干什么的，他在那做这个事情过程中，很可能就已经和像奶粉这样食物混合在一起了。这是第一。第二，就是去那个食堂里边那个食堂里边这糖，虽然比库没有个别比的决议，就是一个一个比库把这个决议为食物，但是他这地方就是说他把分配在食堂这个地方是，实际上给这糖分配的用途就是跟食物混合在一起。所以说那个，所以说你下午你在临时把决议成什么那个把那个决议成，其实要这是不合适的。
So therefore, even if Samanera comes and offers it. In the afternoon, how to be sure that there are not particles of milk powder there or some other particle? Because monks, they don't use different spoons. No? So then how to know this? It's difficult to find. Therefore, you better don't receive, even if someone else offers it.
他说那个食堂里边这些糖呢，那个就是下午时候有个上门来给你手术。他说那这种情况你接受的时候你怎么知道这糖里面没有食物的clear 呢？所以说在这种情况最好不要接受。
Okay, now regarding Jews.
Time. One last. Now, sometimes people they offer Jews. Okay.And now juices, fruit juices. So fruit juices, they are yamakali. Yamakali means you have to keep it from 1 dawn, 24 hours. Okay? Till the next day dawn, you can keep it after that becomes dukkata if you use it. So therefore, it is time limit is 24 hours only. From dawn to dawn, you can take it.So now, and then lay people offer in the afternoon fruit juice. Sometimes the monk tastes not enough sugar. And he takes sugar for 7 days medicine. Or they determine 7 days. Takes mixes with sugar to make it more tasty. So all the sugar now becomes yamakali. If he keeps it next day, he consumes dukkata.
然后他说先讲到果汁的情况，然后果汁是一日药，就是下午他们过两天那种果汁，那是一日药。然后有些比库说到果汁之后呢，然后他觉得那果汁不够甜，然后他往里面加糖，把那果汁变得更甜。他往里面加糖之后，他连从那个糖里面取那个汤片里面所有的糖，都变成叶酚药。然后就比方说过了这一天的冥想之后，过这天够那个就是过下个冥想过了之后。然后再使用再使用它的话，就每次都是恶作。
So therefore, you have to understand how to separate this medicine. Separate. Okay, you must know to what category this medicine belongs. If it belongs yamakalika, with fruit juice, be careful not to mix with satahakalika. Okay, satahakalika, bottle you have and so forth, then it becomes yamakalika. So that bottle, sugar bottle, whatever, you can't keep it for 7 days. Finish. The time will be expired. Next day you use it, dukkata. Okay. You must know how to separate this thing. Don't mix them together. If you mix it, so then you must know. You have to get re-offered on the following day. Not the following day. You have to keep it up before dawn.
Before dawn, okay.
You have to keep it to someone else before dawn. And that sugar bottle can offer it, let's say, on the following day.
Okay.
If you mix it.
Okay. 然后他说那个就是所以说大家一定要注意，就是对着这种不同类型药一定要搞清楚它是哪个类型，然后它是哪个类型，你就要让哪个类型来用。然后比方说出现就是那个七日药就当成七日药来用，然后那个叶酚药就当成叶酚药来用。然后但如果出现这种情况，就比方说刚才那个七日药和叶酚药混合在一起，就是比方说那个把糖加到果汁里边的话，那如果你不想犯戒，就是对着糖你不想犯戒的话，你应该就是这一天的那个。就是那个第二天的冥想升起之前，就先把那个汤舍掉，然后等冥想升起之后呢，再让这么汤 说上一遍，然后把它就一个气儿上就可以了。
Okay, it's about this explanations are the Mahavagabali, you can tell them. Who the Buddha tells whether it is allowable, the monks ask, no, whether it is allowable to mix Sataha, Kali, Yava, Jivika, and so forth. And the Buddha explains how by mixing them, the time limit is called reduces from, if it is Yava Jivika, you mix Sataha, Kali, then the Yavajivika limit expires, then it becomes Satahakali.
It goes to lower category.
Lower category. If Satahakalika now mixes with Yamakalika, that Satahakali limit expires. And then becomes, it's called more narrow, little time. It becomes narrow time. If Yamakalika now mix with foot, then that becomes foot. Up to 12 o'clock noon, you can keep it. You can keep it more than that.
然后有些就是有关这种要混合情况，然后在佛陀的大品里面有解释，总的原则认识就这样，就是比方说时间较长的药和时间比较短的药混合在一起的话，就是它们都会变成时间比较短的药。比方说周身药和七日药混合一起，然后都变成周身药，然后七日药和叶分药一起都变成叶分药，叶分药和食物混合一起都变成食物。
You tell me how about you do?
Yes.
Very fast. Okay, we discuss other points tomorrow. Our time has passed. So you can prepare a list of questions. If you have any questions, you can ask tomorrow.
今天比较晚了，然后大家可以问，行，想问的问题这个先弄，然后明天一起问。
Samina katam punya mahandatam.
Sadhu sadhu. Anumoditabhan.
Sadhu sadhu namadami. Oka sato aratene kata sabbam achayan kamatame bhante.
Kamatame. Sukyota nidukuruta nibana pachayaruta.
Hey, Dapane. 关于茶的话，我也可以把它先舍掉再追做没有了。是按照这个逻辑吗？
你说上半年拉是
吧？中上半年，对呀。他不跟糖混合变七日药了嘛？我把它舍掉，再把它变回众生药了，对吧？然后后来跟他最后不是说那个原则一样的吗？
我问一下，因为我你二上的原则是混合原则，我问一下 ，so you are asking this is so after he mix this tea with sugar, relinquish this tea, to some for example.And then he get it offered again. He get it offered again. And then next one. But you can discuss these two cases. For example, it is the next one. He get it offered after next one. And then he redetermined this thing as Yaoji, is it love?
But is he thinking if he does like that, it is allowable, but next time he has to be sincere, that he has to keep his determination. Not change his mind again, oh, maybe I'll continue something like that. So then, this is how he should be sincere in his determination. Okay. Except, there's no wrong, nothing wrong, you can keep it together. Before 7 days, before the 8 tones, you can offer Ashkol, on the 7th day, both together you can give to samadha. And you can keep both together as satahagali. There's nothing wrong with it. But once you determine separate tea, you want to have separate tea, not to mix with sugar. You determine that, you don't mix with sugar. You be sincere.
Okay. And then if this samadha of
explain this, you ask now one question after the other. He left.
He's not. He didn't know. He's just. Okay.
You can explain it.
如果他是上面把那个茶收给他，是在第二天冥想以后的话，第二天冥想以后是可以重新决议，没有问题。但是他说，但是不管怎么样，就是你决议之后，你不应该随便变心，就是说，一般来说，你决议这东西怎么用，就应该怎么用，最好
就
不要。
就等于说我以后要喝茶，变成比库要喝茶，只能到茶室，不能自己带糖跟茶带回故地，因为这样一用就变七日药了。
你可以只带一点糖，只带一点糖，那吃完就完了。
但是茶包很多哎，
哦，
你茶包变成七天，
对对对对对对
对
对对对对对对
对吧？就只能带七天的量。
对对对。
OK。
What is the other question?
So the other question is that if the examiner offered this tea before the dawn, then it is invalid. He cannot redetermine this tea or something.
Yeah, because the day is, does not break, no?
Oh, okay. Okay. So there's another thing I want to mention about this dextrose.
Yeah.
I think dextrose, according to my knowledge, is a bigger category than... glucose. Means the dextrose means is a series of chemicals, including the glucose. It's not a special kind of glucose or another kind of a substance or something. You can check again, I think.
But I don't know. Is it this saline? They, what is it called? Saline.
Saline. Yeah. Saline. But
so, they don't have glucose actually. I don't know. I can't mean tricks. Something dextrose. I can't remember the full name as well. They put a different name.
Okay.
What is dextrose? I'm not sure about that. I have to check the saline. How it is spelled? Saline is how it is spelled? Yeah, I can check Wikipedia. How this is? What is the real content of saline?
Just a moment. Because I'm also very not sure about this spelling. Just have to check.
Serum, no? Serum is wrong. Serum. I will check.
A dropper or something? It's not dropper. A dropper?
Yes, like they did saline, but it's actually serum. Serum is the S-E-R-U-M.
Actually called it is something called an insulator rack or something. An insulator rack.
Insulator rack?
Yes, yes. Means the rack where you, this dropping bottle is hung, something like that.
Do you find this? Did you find this?
Yeah. Yes, but you
serum. Serum is actually the water thing.
Serum.
S-E-R-U-N.
S-E-R-U-N.
R-U-N.
M-M, serum. Serum is actually... Serum, I will show you the English dictionary. Serum, the watery color is part of the blood.
Oh, this liquid taken from an animal and put in a human... to fight infection. This is all the serum. This is different, no?
Different.